Rick Santorum made their final push for votes in today's primaries in Arizona and Michigan. At a campaign event in Lansing, Michigan, Santorum criticized President Obama.
I don't believe that leaders play politics 24/7. Our country is on the verge of bankruptcy, folks, and we need a leader who's going to be frank with the American public about what's causing the problem in Washington, D.C.
Well, gas prices keep marching toward $4 a gallon. They're up for the 21st straight day. The AAA Travel Club says the average is $3.72 a gallon nationwide now. Just a month ago, it was $3.42. The cruise ship Costa Allegra lost power in the Indian Ocean, carrying more than 1,000 passengers and crew. A French fishing ship is towing it to port now. The Allegra is the sister of the Costa Concordia, which wrecked off the coast of Italy last month. After a one-day rain delay, the Daytona 500 turned out to be a crash fest. Juan Pablo Montoya's car crashed into a jet dryer, causing both vehicles to catch fire. He was not hurt. On just the second lap, this crash-up knocked out both Jimmy Johnson and Danica Patrick. Finally, the race ended about 1 o'clock this morning, and Matt Kenseth was the winner. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal, but our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Merriman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped. Merriman, call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half Company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
When you think of things that don't pay, a few things may come to mind. Crime, laziness. Here's another one. Lending money to Uncle Sam. Interest rates are so low on U.S. debt, inflation now actually causes you to lose money. Great news for the government because it means its deficits are much smaller than expected. The New York Times reports the U.S. Treasury, the biggest borrower of money in the world, is now considering whether to issue debt with negative interest rates. This morning, we get a trio of economic readings allowing us to look at a broad picture. Before Wall Street's opening bell today, the January report on orders for durable goods helping gauge strength or weakness in manufacturing. Also, we have the final 2011 reading of home prices from S&P Case-Shiller. After the bell, the Conference Board releases consumer confidence for this month. Ahead of all that, stock futures are up, moving in lockstep with the rest of the world. S&P futures gaining 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 9. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Waterborne illnesses are the second highest cause of preventable childhood deaths, killing more than 4,100 children every day around the world. That's why UNICEF created the TAP Project. With $1, UNICEF can provide a child with access to clean, safe water for 40 days. During World Water Week, March 19th through 25th, when you take water, give water. Dine at any participating restaurant in your area and donate $1 or more for the tap water you usually enjoy for free. Go to tapproject.org to find a participating restaurant or to see how you can get involved.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, folks. It is a pleasure to be with you on this primary day, Tuesday, February 28th, the year 2012. That's right, it is finally primary day, 24 hours from now. All of the tomfoolery that we speak of goes away, but that doesn't mean the next 24 hours doesn't matter in an extremely significant way, because it does. And the ongoing controversy rears its ugly head this morning, although not so ugly in my world. Should a Democrat vote as a Republican in today's primary? As you all know, I am. As some of you have expressed to me quite clearly, you're not pleased with me. That's okay. I'm going to share with you what I have most prevalently shared with those that have reached out to me over the last 24 hours or so. Folks, it is clear that we do not and will not agree on 100% of everything. This may be one of those things. I'm not trying to persuade anybody to do anything. What I am trying to do is make some sense, and I believe that my vote for Rick Santorum today makes a great deal of sense for a variety of reasons. Number one, I don't want Mitt Romney to be the president of the United States. If Mitt Romney loses Michigan, it weakens his campaign and kills his momentum in a significant way. I'd like to have something to do with that. This isn't a question of morals. It is not a question of morals. It's a question of politics, folks. This isn't even about right and wrong. I have every right to vote in this primary today. Some of you have said to me, yes, but two wrongs don't make a right. I'm not doing anything wrong except exercising my right to vote in the Republican primary. Now listen, a vote for Barack Obama today means nothing because the Democratic caucus isn't until May 5th. May 5. So why would I want to waste my vote today on Barack Obama when I can actually have an impact by voting for somebody that can be a game changer? Rick Santorum can do that. Now, let me take this one step further. I got a robocall last night from Rick Santorum's campaign, actually from Rick Santorum himself. Of course, it was a robocall, encouraging me as a Democrat to vote for him. So where does the moral, I mean, honestly, folks, where does the moral line stop? I mean, we're talking about a guy. We're talking about a guy who claims to be the most conservative guy in the race, who claims to be the most God-fearing Christian in the race. And he reached out to me last night in a robocall and asked for my vote. Why would I say no to that? I'm not even being a smartass about this. I truly am not. I like the fact that I can be a game changer today. Why wouldn't I want to be one? And again, I'm not asking any of you to do anything you feel uncomfortable doing. And we're going to talk about this throughout the show, the entire show today. It will come up from time to time. I'm going to say it once and for all. You do what you feel is right for you. And I, just as I won't criticize your right to do that, please don't criticize my right to do what I'm going to do. This isn't a question of morals. It isn't a question of values. It's a question of politics. I'm playing the game of politics strategically. I believe I'm going to win. 888-552-3595. Before I get to the phone, I've already got a call coming in. Before I get to that, let me just briefly run down what we've got going on today, because I kind of got off my little soapbox early. Americans elect hopefully will be with us today. That is the goal. Jeff has worked very hard to place them where they need to be, whether they show up or not. Drum roll, please. We'll find out. Occupy Detroit will occupy first shift at 7:50. Chris Mihalakis, for one more week, the legislative and political director of the UFCW and the president-elect of the Michigan, the Metro AFL-CIO, and Steve Cook, president of the Michigan Education Association, is going to be with us because I ran into a buzzsaw of information on quote-unquote parental empowerment bills for education that just made no sense. So Steve Cook's going to join us to walk us through all that. And, of course, we've got some other stuff to come, including a surprise visit today by Joe DeSano, who is bringing a CNN camera crew with him into the studio. So we'll look forward to that. But let us quickly go to the phones and welcome Greg and Warren. Greg, a pleasure to have you on the show. Good morning and happy primary day to you, sir.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
Why are you chuckling, buddy? Why are you chuckling?
Oh, because of a happy primary day.
Yeah.
I just want to voice my support for your intent to vote for Santorum. I am also going to do that, and I have encouraged many other people to do it, and happily a lot of people I know are going to do that. I think the people that are in disagreement with you are in denial about the how vicious these people really are. I'm 59 years old. I have personally experienced the negative effects of these Republican policies. These, you cannot reason with a person that is so corrupt and so extreme in their views that they have done what they've done to this country. And if you're in denial about, you know, what's going on around you, then I feel sorry for you. You can't go up to a rabid dog and pet it and be nice to it, you know, and expect it to behave and not bite you. It's going to bite you. And that's the nature of these Republicans. They are anti-people, and you have, and they resort to any means possible to win. They will lie, cheat, steal, do whatever they have to do to impose their will on the American people. And it's about time Democrats, if you really believe in your convictions, if you really believe that these people are bad for the country, then you got to stand up and do whatever's necessary. It's moral to do this. It's immoral not to do it. It's immoral to stand back and let these people have their way. So that's all I really wanted to say. And I hope you keep talking about it all day and encourage people to do what you're doing.
Well, and of course, you know, I will, Greg, again, you know, for some people, this is not a matter of anything, but they just feel like it's the wrong thing to do. And I know you listen to the show regularly. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything here. Do I want them to listen to what I'm saying? Absolutely. Do I necessarily need them to 100% agree with everything I say? Absolutely not. So here's the deal, Greg. If people feel that there's some kind of moral depravity to doing this, then why? I would certainly never encourage somebody to do something that they think is morally repulsive. I don't get where they're coming from, but I'm not going to sit here. Listen, my goal, again, is not to try to talk somebody into doing something they don't want to do anyway. I've had three kids. I know that that doesn't work. You know, that's the bottom line. So, you know, there are enough like-minded people out there that understand that what we're doing today is political strategy. That's all it is. And again, we've been invited by the Republicans to participate. We've been invited by them to do this. We have been invited by them to do this. They're not saying Democrats staying away. They're asking us to vote today.
Exactly. I don't understand why people have a problem. You have to fight fire with fire. Look at the things that the Republicans have done. You can go all the way back to Richard Nixon. You know, they have no problem. They invented dirty politics. They love this type of thing. But to me, it's more important than even that. This is a fight for this country. It's a fight basically for what kind of life you're going to have and what kind of life your children are going to have. And I am not going to sit back if I can impact. Looking at Romney and the things that he said, and of course I'm a Democrat and I'm going to vote Democratic in the general election, but if I can make it hard for these people, I'm going to do that. I don't do it. I'm not going to do it just by going and voting today. I make it hard for them every day as much as I can by talking to people and doing other things. But this is just one other little block in the wall as far as I'm concerned. And if you're a real Democrat, and I have to commend you because all the other Democratic pundits out there that I listened to in the last 48 hours are saying, oh, no, don't do this, don't do this. You know, that disgusts me because that's why the Democrats lose elections. That's why the Democrats can't really push these bullies out of the way.
Well, listen, Greg, I gotta be honest with you before we go to the break here. I'm not the most popular guy in the world today. I got a lot of email yesterday. Tom Hartman, who was a good friend, who is somebody that I respect dearly. I respect Tom Hartman more than I respect most people in the world, is against what I'm doing today. Totally against it. And that's when I started to get email, when he was talking about it during his noontime show. And that's when I started to get email from these good listeners on this very program. And of course, I didn't defend myself. I just explained why I was doing what I was doing. The vast majority of you, once I wrote and explained exactly what I shared with you at the top of the show, absolutely understood. Not that every one of you is now going to turn around and vote for Santorum, but at least you understood where I was coming from. This is not about. And again, it's the rabid Republicans that are telling you this is a moral issue. There's nothing moral about this at all. I want to just remind you one more time. The state Republican Party has invited Democrats to vote. They did invite us to vote in their primary. What did they expect? What do they expect us to do? Just vote Democrat? No, you can't. You can't tell someone how to vote. They invited us to this party. Well, if they're going to invite me, I'm going to come. I'm going to come hard. All right, we've got a lot to get to this early morning. A lot of audio. We've got a lot of guests. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. But let's take a break, and we'll get going. Of course, you're always welcome, as are your phone calls. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org and on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. It's Primary Tuesday. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good right now along I-94 through Macomb County as you head in towards 696 the Reuther. Some of that traffic going west out to Van Dyke or all the way out toward I-75, no problems there. You stay on 94 west, heading maybe all the way in toward downtown, also moving pretty well through that stretch.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, there's a chance of some snow and a low near 30. Tomorrow, look for a chance of snow throughout the day with a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me, State Senator Bert Johnson.
How we want to do this is very simple. The state of Michigan taxpayers give away every year $35 billion, with a B, dollars to corporations in tax breaks and tax credits. We want to take a look from an accountability standpoint at every single one of those dollars. One of the biggest things the governor said last year was that he wanted to manage and look at and be accountable to every citizen for all of these tax credits. We know that there are many loopholes that can be closed. We want to take a mere 10% of those dollars back. That would be $3.5 billion. That would be enough, Tony, to cover the bill to send every high school grad, I don't care if you went to private or public or homeschool, if you graduated, we want to send every high school grad to college with a full $9,500 grant that would be enough to cover every dollar of tuition at any of our 15 public universities and our junior colleges.
First Chip with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDDW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Pleasure to be with you. We're going to go back to the phones again. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. No first word today. We'll let just the first word today be primary day. Primary, because it's primary day. Let's welcome Dave in Farmington. And, Dave, happy primary day to you, sir.
Happy primary to you. I plan to go show how much I appreciate Mitt Romney basically treating all those people that supported his lifestyle, set him up for the life that he's living. He took a gigantic crap on it 3 years ago to return the favor.
And how are you going to do that, Dave?
I am going to vote for Mr. Santorum.
I like
you,
Dave.
He is.
I like that philosophy, buddy.
Hey, you brought up these red herring parental rights for education.
Yes.
We homeschool, so I know this subject intimately.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Zero, yeah. There is zero accountability to the state. So all these laws that are coming out about making it easy for, give more rights for homeschoolers, we couldn't have any more rights. We have zero accountability to anybody.
Are you serious, Dave? Of course
that's serious.
Of course you're serious. You wouldn't say that. You're a legitimate guy.
Yeah, no, we don't have to be accountable to the county, to the state, to the school system. We don't have to be accountable to anybody.
Wow.
Zero accountability.
Obviously, you've got to be accountable to your children. Ultimately, if you cheat anybody,
right,
you're cheating them, right? I mean, so there's
oh, yeah.
But you make it a profoundly important point that, of course, it's for your children, but God forbid, that you're held accountable by anybody but them. It's kind of crazy.
There is a homeschooler conference at the Cossack Center, March 17th. If people want to find out what homeschooling is all about, what accountability there is, just everything about it. I mean, there's tons of curriculum.
Can you email me some information on that?
Yeah, sure I can.
Would you do that, Dave? Just Tony at thetonyshow.org. Tony at thetonyshow.org.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. I just got more phone calls, but I appreciate that. Good call. Thank you very much. When you don't homeschool, you don't really focus on that, but that's interesting. No accountability. Wow. 888-552-3595. Roy in Roseville joins us now. Good morning and happy primary day to you, Roy.
I was saying to you, Tony, yes, I will go vote for Santorum. This is a way that I can tell Rick Snyder that I don't agree with his policies since he endorsed Romney. Also, I know that Bob Lutz For people who don't know who Bob Lutz is, he's a former executive with Chrysler and General Motors. 2 weeks ago, he voted for Santorum by absentee ballot. His reasoning was that Romney was sprouting the same crap that Limbaugh and Glenn Beck say all the time about the auto industry, you know, and the loans. And I just think, and Sunday, Romney came out and said that Michigan should be a right-to-work state. But I think all union people should send a message to Romney that, hey, we're not going to buy into that. And, you know, I received a robocall from Rick Santorum from the Republicans also to vote for Rick Santorum.
Yep,
so that's what I'm going to do today.
And that's, I got
and
the
I
same call.
You.
And well, think, you know, Roy, again, you know, I'm only, listen, I was asked by the Republicans to participate. What is morally deficient about that?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. The Republicans have asked us to participate in democracy, so we will.
Exactly.
All right, brother, thank you. Thank you so much, brother. I do appreciate it. Roy in Roseville, thank you very much. All right, Jeff's got some audio he wants to share with us that he found this morning. This is Democrats for Santorum. Here we go.
Democrats, you've been beat up and disrespected. You have a chance to fight back. Open primary states, you can vote in Republican primaries for Republican candidates. It's time to ask, do you want this primary season to be over, or do you want this primary season to be hilarious? There is no greater voice against the Republican candidates than this Republican candidate. He's disciplined, aggressive, and as electable as Mike Huckabee or Herpes.
We have to make the best out of a bad situation.
A vote for Santorum keeps this circular firing squad of jerkos alive. America's mitten, take off the gloves. Tennessee, volunteer for service to democracy. North Dakota, show them you're more than America's parallelogram. Our country's uncircumcised wang become engorged with rage. Rise, open primary states, rise. You have the right to give a guy who has no business making it this far just the boost he needs to seriously f*** things up.
And in the end, Mitt Romney's ugly attacks are going to backfire.
The enemy of my enemy is not just my friend. He's a chance for a brokered convention, which history proves would be delightful.
Well, this is slightly awkward.
Blue meat red, and paint your state Santorum brown. Do it for your party. Do it for your country. Do it because corporations are people, too. And this corporation happens to be a real a-hole. Democrats for Rick. Just this once. Dirty your hands with Santorum.
Oh, that's just fun. How can you not enjoy something like that? That's just fun. It's a, by the way, on the Facebook, Jeff posted it to the Facebook page, along with, and I'm not going to save, he posted this thing that was on the Hill, which is a very respectable Inside the Beltway Washington, D.C. publication called Hank for Senate, and it's about a cat that's running for Senate. I don't get it, but whatever. He put it up there. So if you have issues with it, they're directed to Jeff.
If you have issues with it, come on.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, I don't really know if there's anything happening in the world of sports today. We're going to kind of let it go today. Jeff, I dealt with nothing yesterday afternoon. I had a doctor's appointment, which reminds me, I'll get back to that. I had a doctor's appointment, as you know. When I got back, I dealt with nothing from 2 o'clock on but today's primary and my stance on voting Rick Santorum. I mean nothing. The only thing I stopped to do yesterday before I finally shut down at the end of the day was I stopped to make a nice meal for my family. And that was it. All I did was deal with this primary stuff. And I asked the question once again. Where is the moral deficiency in participating in democracy, especially when you were asked by the other side to participate? I don't understand. I don't get why people are having such a problem with this. I mean, I wish they weren't, and I feel bad, but I really can't, I can't explain it. I really can't.
The crazy part is the Buddy Reamer people, Buddy Romer people, are out on Twitter in mad force. They actually
they're chasing us. They are chasing.
They would like you to vote Romer instead.
They chased us pretty hard yesterday, didn't they?
I mean, it's sad. I would love to say, you know, vote for Romer. I just, you know, I don't know that it would.
Well, when we come back, we'll tell you why it's Santorum, why it matters. Because there's a strategic reason why it's not just anybody but Mitt. Because it has to do with delegates, your favorite word. But we'll explore that on the other side. 888-552-3595. Toll free, 888-552-3595. If you'd like to join us, do it now. We'll take the break and be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We look pretty good right now on the Southfield Freeway. M39 is moving well as you're coming up from downriver I-94 area, heading in toward 96 the Jeffries, and then further north. No delays as you go east on 96 or even head west, maybe all the way out toward 275. It all looks great.
It's back. Drive through McDonald's today to get a Shamrock Shake. This cool treat full of minty goodness is only here for a limited time. Don't delay.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, there's a chance of some snow and a low near 30. Tomorrow, look for a chance of snow throughout the day with a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW.
Karl Rove, the supreme sleazemeister of negative political advertising, complained about a recent television ad. I was frankly offended by it. Wow, that's like a skunk saying some other critter stinks. What could possibly make an ad so offensive that Carl would gag? Hope, that's what. The sweet flower of optimism nauseates Carl. The ad was Chrysler's Super Bowl spot. Aired during halftime of the game, it featured Clint Eastwood in a darkened factory saying, "It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting," he said, "but revival is coming from the American people's can-do spirit. Detroit's showing us it can be done." "Our country can't be knocked out with one punch," Eastwood declared. "We get right back up again. Yeah, it's halftime, America, and our second half is about to begin." Rove hated Chrysler's upbeat message and went on Fox TV to lambast the 2008 bailout of America's auto industry, even though it was a success. Unable to stop himself from publicly stomping on one of the few flowers to bloom in our shattered economy, the sour and surly Carl even suggested the ad was a political favor from the industry to President Obama for providing rescue funds. I hate to interrupt Rove's nasty tantrum with a dose of reality, but the auto bailout was initiated not by Obama, but by George W. Bush, for whom Rove worked. And, in an embarrassing happenstance, on the very day that Carl was fulminating on Fox, Bush himself was expressing pride in helping save the industry, pointedly saying, "I'd do it again." This is Jim Hightower saying, "Rove is the one with a crass partisan agenda. He's now amassing a $100 million war chest to carpet bomb Obama with negative TV ads. So he's offended by any positive message about America's future. Rove is the sickness in today's politics."
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-888.
552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour. It is Tuesday, February 28th, 2012. It is primary election day here in the state of Michigan, where all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Green Party, and everybody in between, are invited to go to the polls and vote. And we are invited by, of course, the Michigan Republican Party. I do want to remind you that on May 5th, that's May 5th, the Michigan Democratic Party will be holding their caucus where Democrats and Republicans alike will be invited to cast their ballot on the Democratic side of the ticket. There's a lot to get to, but nothing more important than you and the phones. 888-552-3595. Damn, I love Election Day. Love Election Day. Let's start with John and Warren. John, thanks for punching in with us this morning, and happy primary day to you.
Happy primary day to you as well.
Thanks. What's on your mind, pal?
I was just calling in to say that I, too, was going to go vote for either Rick Santorum or Ron Paul. And I don't think there's anything morally repulsive about it. If we had a Republican president right now, there would be lots of righties going to vote in the Democratic primary, trying to vote for the least electable candidates. So, you know, like the previous caller said before, Democrats always get their lunch money taken because, you know, they let the Republicans time and time again take their lunch money.
You know, John, let me explain for just a minute. And I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm going to tell you, because I said before the break, I wanted to explain the why I'm doing Santorum and why I'm encouraging people to vote for Santorum. It's about delegates. Santorum is close enough in the polls where there is a very good chance Santorum could take the vast majority, if not all, the delegates in the state of Michigan. A vote for Paul or Gingrich or anybody else, which, of course, you have a right to do, doesn't help us with that delegate total. So even though it takes a vote away from Mitt, it doesn't take a delegate away from Mitt, if that makes sense to you.
I understand how the delegates work, Tony. It's just Santorum is such a freak. It's kind of hard to vote for him.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to be holding my nose, dude, and I'm going to be taking a long, hot shower after I do this, but I'm going to do it. It's just, and again, it's about delegates. Rick Santorum will never be the nominee of the party. All this is going to do is delay things for Mitt Romney and force him to really show his true colors. Look at how, you know, listen, John, look at how long this has gone on. It shouldn't have gone on this long. And the longer it goes on, the more we learn about Mitt. And the more we learn about Mitt, the less we like him. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Well,
okay, Tony.
Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. 888-552-3595. 2 days in a row, my buddy Amir from Detroit is on the other end of the line. And Amir, it's a pleasure, my friend, to have you on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you, brother?
I'm great, buddy. I got Santorum 8 votes this morning because I had to discuss that with my mother and my father and my sisters and tell them the reason we want Rick Santorum instead of Ron Paul, because they were going to vote for Ron Paul. I said because of the delegation selection that he can he's close to Romney, and he can possibly take all the delegates. So let's really think about giving Romney the message of letting Detroit go bankrupt, letting Detroit die. Remember, the state of Michigan, they think of you as Detroit.
Yes, absolutely.
There's no other city in the state of Michigan but Detroit. So the whole state, they think of us as Detroit.
No question that's
Detroit.
True.
So goes the state.
No question. You and I, of course, have always been in concert on that one, but there's no question that's true. That is that people need to be mindful. Again, Amir,
right.
This is simply about strategy. This is all about is a political strategy. It's not about being mean or nasty. It's about political strategy. And again, they're inviting us into their primary, so we might as well participate.
Right. And I'm not going to hold my nose or take a shower like I feel dirty afterwards. And the one reason is because we have the right to vote.
We do have a right to vote.
And we as American citizens, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an American citizen, first and foremost. And I think about American people. So I'm going to go ahead and let Romney know corporations are not people.
and that I care about the poor. I care about people having health care. Because Santorum, he's just nut bucket anyway. But, you know, let's help them out, and then let Romney understand that when you pee on Michigan or Detroit, you're peeing on Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Amir, I want to thank you for two things. Number one, for being bold enough to stand up for what's right. Number two, for literally recruiting so many people to do the right thing today, and that is to vote in this primary, because it's our democratic right, and it is our way to practice democracy in a way that is pure and just. So thank you, my brother. I appreciate the call, as always. 888-552-3595. Chris in Ferndale up next. Happy primary day to you, Chris. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I love Election Day.
Oh, yeah. It's a great day. I heard a really good theory yesterday, actually, on the radio, one of the later shows, and I think he hit it right, the head right on the nail. With Democrats needing Romney to win, I mean, Santorum, any Republican right now is not going to beat President Obama. But if they go to a brokered convention and pull out a new Republican, a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie or a Marco Rubio, who hasn't completely tainted themselves yet, they have a good shot at competing with President Obama.
All right, I would believe that, Chris. I would believe that if I thought that they were going to go to a brokered convention. They're not. Chances are, after Super Tuesday, Romney's got this pretty much wrapped up anyway, number one. Keep in mind that the other primary today is in Arizona. He's going to win Arizona by double digits. This is just about slowing him down and reminding him that he can't just be whoever he thinks he wants to be on any given day and get away with it. And it sends a message that his quote-unquote home state didn't give him the love he thought he should automatically get. There's not going to be a brokered convention. By the way, Marco Rubio, he's in debt up to his eyelids, Chris. When people find out what this guy's about, they are going to be stunned, shocked, in disbelief. I'm telling you, the guy is a nightmare. Just, you tell you what, Google Marco Rubio and debt. You'll be shocked with what you come up with, number one. Chris Christie.
Do you think even if...
Go ahead.
Santorum walks away with Arizona and Michigan today. Before Super Tuesday, you don't think he has a chance at least keeping Romney from getting
the... He's not going to walk away with Arizona. He's double digits behind in Arizona. He's going to lose Arizona. So Santorum will not win Arizona today, and he's not going to win in the Super Tuesday states, nor will Newt Gingrich. Romney gets it after this week. After this week, it's all Romney.
All right, I'll call you back next week, bud.
You bet. Absolutely. Hope you do, Chris. Thank you so much for your call. 888-552-3595. I've studied this, folks. I've studied this. I did my homework, as I always do, even though some of you question that. I do a lot of reading. I know what I'm talking about. And I know one thing for sure. I know one thing for absolute sure. And I'm going to repeat it, and I'm going to repeat it, and I'm going to repeat it. The Republicans asked us to participate in their primary. All I'm asking you to do, if you're going to vote today, you know, listen, we did the poll yesterday. A lot of people said they weren't even going to go out and vote today, and that's your prerogative. I will point out that I am not telling anybody what to do. I'm telling people what I'm doing, what I'd like them to do, but I'm not telling them what to do. You should vote today because, number one, you have a right to, and number two, you were asked to, you were invited. Earl in Ypsilanti joins us now. How are you, my friend? God, 2 days in a row with you, too. It's good to hear from you again, Earl.
Yeah, Tony, I had to call after I heard that last caller. And, you know, he's saying that we need Mitt Romney to win because, you know, Jeb Bush isn't tainted and Marco Rubio and Chris Christie. I mean, come on. Jeb Bush is tainted with the Bush name. The country couldn't survive a third Bush. Marco Rubio, he's an extremist teabag nut. Chris Christie, I mean, do I need to say any more? He's a
No, you don't have to say any more to me. The guy's a whack job.
Yeah, and Amir needs to hold his nose. I mean, come on, Rick Santorum, he needs to, I don't know if he's Googled him, but he needs to hold his nose because, I mean, the guy stood there and called Obama a snob for wanting us to be an educated people. I'm thinking, well, we're halfway there. Does he want a nation 100% of idiots? You know, I'm not saying everyone that is Republican is an idiot, but they're definitely low-information voters.
I believe they operate on the limbic brain system, which, you know, they succumb to fear. And, you know, they're going to take your guns, or, you know, they're going to let the gays get married, or, you know, the terrorists are going to get us. So I'm going to hold my nose, and I'm voting for Rick Santorum.
Well, God bless you. You know, of course, you know that I agree with that decision. And, again, it's it would be, and thank you for your caller, it would be morally irresponsible not to vote today, as opposed to what some would like you to believe, especially Republicans, that it is morally irresponsible to vote today. Politically, again, there's strategy involved. It's about delegates. It's about doing the right thing. It's about, hey, listen, if anything, we're doing the country a favor by forcing Mitt Romney to fully vet his entire professional and personal resume. And that certainly is happening. I mean, you have to admit that that is happening in an uncommon way. I know some of you are saying, well, I wish that would have happened with Obama. Well, you know what? The guy was kind of an open book anyway. You just weren't paying attention. All of a sudden, guess what? He won.
I don't, and we'll talk about it after the break, but I don't get the worried about a brokered convention and a person that you don't know emerging and then suddenly winning. Would you? I mean, can you imagine that the American public would vote in a general election, Obama versus brand new guy that they threw in at the last second, and you'd be like, "Yeah, I'll take the new guy. I don't know anything about him, but
well,
whatever."
Well, let's talk about it after the break. Absolutely. 888-552-3595. We will be back. This is 1310 WDTW.
With Tony Triano.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. You can choose where to focus. You can focus on the rich. That's not my focus. You can focus on the very poor. It's not my focus.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. You are connected to the internet. I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
And I welcome Jeremy Moore to the show.
Mostly what I'm going to be testifying to is just that the university, the Board of Regents, recognizes us as employees. A majority of graduate student research assistants at Michigan have signed cards indicating that we want a union election. And, you know, this is being decided independently of the legislature. And I don't understand why they want to become involved with this process when, you know, as you said earlier on the program, they should be focused on, you know, things that are more important to the state, creating jobs and, you know, fixing real problems instead of trying to get involved with our union election.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to his segment again,
Visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. You're 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff, I honestly believe this may be the most active 6 a.m. hour we've had since May 2nd. My email's blowing up. By the way, my girlfriend Barbie, the one that bought us the pies, remember when I did the that rally last summer and we got all those nice pies?
Right.
She said that she's voting for Rick, and as a way to reward herself, she's going to put her Stabenoff or Senate bumper sticker on her car afterwards. So that way she can cleanse her soul, if you will. It's just been crazy between Twitter and Facebook, which is very active this morning, and email, which is incredibly active, and the phones, which have been incredibly active. Anyway, you had asked before the break, so I will let you take it from there.
I think a broker convention would be awesome. It'd be great because think about this. The GOP, the Republicans, have thrown people in front of the audience before. Remember, Michelle Bachmann was a leader for a while, Rick Perry for a while, Herman Cain for a while. You got down to these four who managed to survive. If you get to a broker convention and you just toss all four to the side, think how desperate that's going to be. You're going to be like, you go up there. You know, and then they just shove somebody in. You know, they shove somebody in front of people on a stage. And
hurry up,
you,
it's your turn. Hurry
right,
up.
Right, get up there real quick. You know, first one to the stage wins or whatever. And think about the American public would then be like, okay, we've gone through all these negative ads. We've gone through weeks of primaries. We've seen everything. And you still can't decide on a good so you just threw this person up there. You know, so you got a known commodity, Obama, who's basically going to, you know, wins an election anyway against generic Republican. And then you got, say it's Marco Rubio. Say it's Chris Christie. I mean, it would be outstanding because suddenly, you know, you don't have enough time to vet them. No. The first thing that comes out would be the biggest thing that came out, and it would ruin them. I mean, you don't want to vote for something that you haven't had time to look into. So you would go with the known commodity.
Yeah, but let's place blame where it belongs. Instead of placing it on the Democrats, how about on the Republicans that weren't able to make a mark? I mean, shouldn't the responsibility go to the candidates, Jeff, that weren't able to win enough people over? That has nothing to do with Democrats, does it?
Well, no.
I mean, it would be they didn't appeal to their own base. So if they're not appealing to their own party, that's not the fault of the Democrats.
No, that's what I'm saying. They can't find a good candidate to present to everybody. So then once you just throw somebody out there and the GOP is like, okay, we found, you know, this schmo over here. And he's going to be our party candidate. You know, the rest of the moderates and the Democrats are going to be like, are you serious?
Now, you know, again, I don't think you need to worry about Marco Rubio because you know, Jeff, better than most people what kind of financial shape this guy's in. He's in trouble. He's in big trouble financially. There's no way that he'd be able to get through a brokered convention. There's just no way. Plus, he's got, I mean, literally, he's a nobody. He's a Tea Party guy, somebody of the Tea Party, but he's a nobody for all intents and purposes.
Well, and the scary thing about his debt, and it hasn't come out, but it would come out, like you said, if he's the candidate, is that he's controlled by it. You know, like his debt will control. I mean, he might feel one thing or think another thing, but he needs to cater to who's you know, handing him money, which scares the crap out of me.
Let me address something while we're getting the next caller ready. That somebody posted to Facebook that the media is portraying Rick Santorum as being something he's not. It's the liberals that are doing that. Listen, Rick Santorum has a public record. We don't need the media to tell us who he is. All we have to do is look at his record, Chris. That's all we have to do.
He's doing a good job of ruining himself by, you know, just his sound bites.
I've been following this guy for years, Jeff. Years. I'm not new in radio, dude. This isn't my first campaign. I know Rick Santorum. That's all I got to say. I mean, you can't, you know, this idea that the Republicans think that name-calling, it's not about name-calling. Listen, I want the best possible leader. Jeff, I swear to God, and I swear to God, I would put my life on this, absolutely put my life on this. If there were a Republican candidate that would be better for this country than Barack Obama, I would put everything I have behind that Republican candidate. There isn't one. period. 888-552-3595. Sharon in Dearborn Heights joins us. Sharon, happy primary day to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I just want to let you know, I've never voted Republican in my life, but I live in Dearborn Heights, and since Friday, I bet you I have received 24 to 25, I can't even keep track of the number of calls my husband and I received.
I got quite a few too, Sharon.
Between talking to Mitt Romney's son, Mitt Romney, Santorum, all of them, they decided, I'm so angry at them, I got to go vote. I'm more angry at Romney than Santorum. So I'll go vote for Santorum.
Well, you got to tell you, I was sitting.
Just tell me how to get healed afterwards. I don't know.
We'll just have a group hug or something. Sharon, very quickly, I was sitting at my desk yesterday, and I just hit the phone rang, and I just hit the speaker button. I didn't look at the caller ID. Because I was in the middle of something, so I just hit and I said, yeah, this is Tony. All of a sudden, I get, hi, this is Rick Santorum. I know that you're a strong Democrat, but I'd like to ask your support tomorrow if you are voting in the Republican primary. And I went, yeah. And you're telling me that I'm not doing the morally correct thing. And all of a sudden, Rick Santorum's doing a robocall. So anyway, Sharon, you know what? You're going to be fine. We'll do the group hug. Everybody will heal and we'll move on. But thank you so much for your call this morning.
Yeah. Just one other thing.
Sure.
For Romney to take on the UAW and Bob King personally, that was an insult to me.
No, actually, it was just plain. I mean, you want to talk about strategy that failed? If you're going to pick on somebody, you're going to pick on Bob King and one of the largest unions in the state? Probably not the smartest thing in the world. 888-552-3595. Mike in Clawson joins us now. Hi, my friend. How are you this morning?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Nice to hear from you, Michael, as always.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Jeff, we're kind of talking about a brokered convention and everything. I just got to point out that, you know, Republicans are a disciplined lot. And as I've said in tongue-in-cheek before, they'd vote for the devil himself if he had an R beside his name. So it doesn't matter who ends up being there. Just about all Republicans are going to go. I don't care. They may hold their nose, but they'll still vote for that R.
Well, you know what? There is some truth to that, and I'll go back to what I just said. I know you heard me. If there were a strong enough candidate as a Republican that I felt could really lead us into the future, I'd vote for him or her in a heartbeat.
Oh.
You know, I reminded my wife last night that I have voted for Republicans in the past. I have, folks. This is not something that I take casually. I don't just say, well, there's a D after their name, so I'm going to vote for him, as Mike just said.
Hey, Tony, this primary is costing Michigan money, right? Taxpayers?
$10 million.
All right, so if they go to a broker convention and throw it away and basically say this was all a charade, you just threw money away for no reason, doesn't that not sit well with taxpayers?
Who knows? Who knows what sits well with them? Anyway, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. It's good hour radio. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, Elliot Ackerman from Americans Elect. You're really going to want to pay attention to what's coming up after the top of the hour. Stay with us. I am Tony Trupiano, and this is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a new construction zone set up on I-75. This is in the Downriver community near Dix Toledo, Brownstown area. Drivers heading southbound yesterday were seeing some pretty big delays because of the new construction barrels set up through there. This morning, look for a little heavier and slower going along northbound 75. Again, as you're coming up from Downriver, heading toward Dix Toledo, you're going to see construction.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, there's a chance of some snow and a low near 30. Tomorrow, look for a chance of snow throughout the day with a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, a second student has died from yesterday's high school shooting in Ohio. His lawyer says the suspect in the shooting is a 17-year-old named T.J. Lane. He's in custody now, and CNN's Ted Rollins reports on what's next.
Lane is expected in court today. He's 17 years old. It is also expected that at some point early on in the proceedings, he will likely be pumped up to adult court.
A disabled Italian cruise ship is being towed to port. CNN's David McKenzie reports a fire in its engine room left it adrift.
The Casa Negra, according to authorities, put out a call. The closest ship was a large French fishing trawler. They came to the aid and are slowly towing some thousand passengers towards the Seychelles Islands.
This disabled ship is the sister to the Costa Concordia, which wrecked off the Italian coast last month. A Syrian activist says British photographer Paul Conroy, who was wounded in an attack in Syria that left two other journalists dead last week, has been smuggled out of the country and now is safe in Lebanon. There's word that wounded French journalist Edith Bouvier and other journalists are refusing to leave the besieged Syrian city of Homs without Syrian government guarantees that their photos and recordings won't be confiscated. Many political watchers say today's Michigan primary is pivotal for presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Considering he spent his childhood in the state, it's considered home turf for him. Romney thanked Michigan residents during one campaign stop.
This sure has been fun these last 10 days or so. We started off about, 15 points down in the polls. Now we're leading in the polls. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate the support.
Arizona also has a primary today. Matt Kenseth won the Daytona 500, which ended about 1 o'clock this morning after a rainout on Sunday and a nearly two-hour delay caused by a fire on the track last night. This is Kenseth's second Daytona 500 win.
We overcame a lot today and had to race for it then and do some restarts and everything and just had a really, really fast car, so it feels good to get a win.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
The Priceline negotiator may have just plunged to his apparent death in the most recent TV commercial, but his company is very much alive. Priceline reporting a 66% jump in earnings for the just-completed quarter as sales rose beyond expectations, generating most of the unexpectedly strong revenue, your appetite for booking international hotel stays. Priceline stock up more than 6% in extended trades. Yesterday, early Wall Street losses were curtailed by news that pending home sales were stronger than expected in January. Wall Street motion today could be determined in part by housing as well, as the final 2011 home price reading from S&P Case-Shiller is released. Overseas stock markets have been moving higher, even as European traders respond to S&P's downgrade of Greece to selective default. Part of why traders are not panicking is S&P's statement that Greece will be out of default as soon as it completes a debt exchange. S&P futures up 5 points, NASDAQ futures up 9. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Waterborne illnesses are the second highest cause of preventable childhood deaths, killing more than 4,100 children every day around the world. That's why UNICEF created the TAP Project. With $1, UNICEF can provide a child with access to clean, safe water for 40 days. During World Water Week, March 19th through 25th, when you take water, give water. Dine at any participating restaurant in your area and donate $1 or more for the tap water you usually enjoy for free. Go to tapproject.org to find a participating restaurant or to see how you can get involved.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal, but our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Neuroman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Kernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Neuroman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers, a Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Folks, welcome back. It is a pleasure. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this primary Tuesday day here in Michigan. February 28th, 2012. It is primary day, and we've been talking about that relentlessly in the last hour, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll talk about it a whole lot more as the strategy that we have been talking about, some consider quite controversial. I, of course, don't. And that is, of course, Democrats voting in the Republican primary because we've been asked to participate. Isn't all that controversial to begin with. Anyway, a couple things I want to make sure that you understand. In this hour, we're going to have a little time for open lines, and of course, we're going to do our segment with Occupy Detroit. But there is a movement, a wave out there called Americans Elect, and I'm going to explain it all to you or have it explained all to you in just a moment. But what I want you to do is just for a second, this is a great opportunity for everybody to just kind of take a step back. It's early. Refill your coffee. Take a deep breath and just learn. I want you to just take this in and then do a little homework and figure out how it fits into the model of your political lifestyle. There's a reason that I say all that, and it'll make sense before we get done with this this segment this morning. Joining me now is Elliot Ackerman. Elliot serves as the Chief Operating Officer for Americans Elect. And we'll invite registered voters in the United States to participate in a nonpartisan process to nominate candidates for the 2012 presidential election. Don't scratch your head yet. There's a reason for all this, and we'll explain it to you. Prior to his role with Americans Elect, Elliot served as a Marine Corps Infantry and Special Operations Officer and as an intelligence officer with multiple tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he joins us today on First Shift to walk us through all this. Elliot, before I say anything, thank you for your service to this country and helping us stay free and fully able to participate in this thing that we love called democracy. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the show, Tony.
It is truly my pleasure. The obvious first question, I know it's such a wimpy question, but it is an obvious first question. What is Americans Elect?
Well, you touched that on the top of the segment. You know, we're inviting every registered voter in this country to put a independent ticket on the ballot in all 50 states for the presidential election. So, you know, just when it seems like this, the field is settling and people are dissatisfied, at Americans Elect, people aren't giving up, and they're rallying around the idea that we can have more choice on the ballot.
All right, now with that said, of course, people are saying, okay, well, then you must be a third party, but you're not.
No, we're just trying to open up what is a closed system. So the ticket that comes out of this president and vice president, it's not about party. It can be a Republican with an independent. It can be an independent with a Democrat. You know, the only thing that we're not trying to put forward is two Republicans running together and two Democrats running together. You know, we have that. It probably comes as no surprise to your listeners to realize that, you know, we've got a rigged system. If you want to run as an independent, you have to get millions of signatures around this country just to even get on the ballot in all 50 states. So what we're doing at Americans Elect is we've been circulating petitions to pave the way for an independent to run and to invite every registered voter to go to AmericansElect.org and sign up for a competition that will play out in May and June of this year. And the winner of that competition will get that space on the ballot.
All right. Now, what does the name Buddy Romer mean to you today, Elliot?
Well, Governor Romer's announced that he's going to be pursuing this line through Americans Elect and trying to get on the ballot using this. And, you know, we welcome him as we welcome all the candidates. But, you know, he's a guy who's been shut out of the debate, some might say unfairly.
Yeah, you know, we have not shut him out of the debate. We've had Governor Romer on this show. He's an awful common sense guy. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I agree with everything he says. I'm a hardcore Democrat, but that's not the point. The point is access to the process of democracy. I just thank you for defending this country and that. And we don't do a very good job of that in the electoral process, do we?
No, and I think, you know, you brought up Governor Romer, but I think his story is an interesting one. You know, regardless of your politics, there's a lot of Americans who never got to see his message because he was shut out of the Republican debates. So, you know, we've got a process that's closed, and unless you are part of the party machine or towing the party line, your voice isn't going to be heard. What we're offering an Americans Elect is a facet for those politicians who maybe aren't towing the party line, for those people to be heard and ultimately to be on the ballot in all 50 states so citizens can vote on them.
All right. Now, when we talk about Americans Elect, again, I want to remind people if they go to AmericansElect.org, and we'll get that up on the Facebook page, folks, you're going to learn a whole lot about it because we're not going to be able to get to all the information that you're going to want today, folks, but all of it is at the website. One of the questions we obviously have to ask is, okay, so you say you want to be on the ballot in all 50 states, and by the way, I will let this audience know that Michigan has already cleared Americans Elect to appear on the ballot here in the general election. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right, and I know that you're working toward a 50-state strategy, and I don't know, maybe you can give us an update this morning. How many states have you been cleared to appear on their on the general election ballot?
Well, we've gathered all the required signatures in 30 states, which is the most that we were able to do last year, because there's 20 states plus D.C. that by law you're not even able to start until 2012. So we're done with all the signatures in those 30 states, and we're rapidly finishing up the last 20. And I'm talking to you this morning from a hotel room in Oklahoma City, where in a couple hours we'll be submitting 90,000 signatures to the Capitol building.
All right. You know, and I got to tell you, Elliot Ackerman, as I have watched this unfold over the last couple of months, you first came into my radar screen maybe 7-8 months ago when you guys were fighting to get on the ballot here in Michigan. I was pleasantly surprised that the process was as kind and as easy as it was.
I wouldn't call it kind and easy, you know. I mean,
for Michigan politics,
we've been fighting the whole way, but we're winning. You know, we're winning, and that's because people are standing up. People are signing these petitions that they want another choice, and they want to be able to see that choice on the ballot in all 50 states. And that's the story of what's going on here.
Well, you know, in some of the information I says a nominating convention will be held in June 2012, and the winner will be on the ballot in all 50 states. Obviously, between now and June, which is not that far off, you have a lot of work to do.
We have a lot of work to do, but we've got a lot of work that we've been getting done. But you know, just as the process we've got right now is shutting down, we're opening up. We just opened up AmericansElect.org for candidates to announce about 3 weeks ago, and we also opened up the doors for people to support draft movements of candidates as well. So when this whole process is shutting down, what we're seeing is people showing up at AmericansElect.org, and these are people who just aren't willing to give up on this election.
Well, then of course, I think that clearly, as we're working our way through this, because we, you know, the Democrats don't have a primary, Elliot, so we'll be clear about that, but as we work our way through the Republican primary, it's obvious with nobody really taking control and nobody really running away with this thing, that, you know, perhaps what Americans elect means, what it stands for, this is an example of why it's needed.
I think it absolutely is. You know, why is it in one of the greatest democracies in the world, many citizens feel on election day that they go to the ballots and they have to choose between the lesser of two evils? Or if they don't want to be a member of either party, they're completely shut out of the process.
Well, I just think it's empowering. I just think it's such an amazing thing to watch this unfold and to see the people getting involved. Of course, you guys are very active in social media, which is really, I would think, at some level, how you've been able to build what you've built to this point.
No, we have. We've got a great group of supporters on Facebook and through Twitter as well. But, you know, as much as this is something that's online, it's also offline. We've got over 3,000 volunteers across the country who are helping sign people up at AmericansElect.org. We're on over 200 college campuses. So, you know, this is happening now. And 2012 is going to be a three-horse race.
I want to, just a couple quick things that I want to share with the audience. Number one is you do not take money from special interest corporations or political action committees. So you do not take money from that. You do take, of course, individual donations, and I want to encourage people, if this is something they want to donate to do just that, you can do that right at AmericansElect.org. So feel free to do that. But this is really about people-powered politics at its very basic level, is it not, Elliot?
No, it most certainly is. And when folks donate to Americans Elect, the only thing they're donating to is they're not donating to a candidate. They're donating to 50 state ballot access and to basically the technology that's hosting this convention. So this is an effort to open up what's a closed process, and that's what people are donating to.
Well, I just, again, it's just so fascinating to watch something like this happen. And yeah, certainly, and I didn't mean to make it sound like this was all happening easily. I was surprised just in how difficult things have been in Michigan politically the last 15 months that you guys did it so quickly here. Because our state legislature isn't known for being gentle and kind. And I thought that it happened pretty seamlessly here in Michigan. Of course, I wasn't doing the behind the scenes work, so all that heavy lifting wasn't happening in plain sight. I admire, Elliot, at a deep level, what you folks are doing. And I will tell you, once we announced that you folks were going to be on the show, the talk about social media, our Twitter blew up, our Facebook blew up. You obviously are having an impact nationally, and it's wonderful to see. Any chance we can have you back on before the June convention?
No, that would be great. I would welcome it. And, you know, and I want to make one point. The only reason this has been easy is because when we've gone out and taken this message into the streets, people are signing our petitions en masse. And that is something that has never been difficult to do. And so we're navigating all of the laws. But this is something that is fueled by people's desire to have more choice.
Well, Elliot Ackerman, again, thank you so much for being with us, the COO of Americans Elect. We'll get that up on the Facebook page. We'll talk to you again soon, Elliot. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, quick break here, folks. We're going to be open lines on the other side. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
And we do have to remember, you know, the straw vote is one thing, but then there's one other thing called delegates. Yeah!
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update starting to get heavier along I-96 eastbound. Drivers who are coming in from Milford trying to make your way toward Beck and 275, quite a bit heavier and slower on the eastbound side. I-94 west near Maross, an earlier accident moved off to the shoulder. 75 south near Springwells, we've got a disabled vehicle trying to clear from the left lane.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, there's a chance of some snow and a low near 30. Tomorrow, look for a chance of snow throughout the day with a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Recently on First Shift.
Got an article in front of me that says foreclosure settlement total to state up to almost $800 million. And Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Register of Deeds in Ingham County, joins us now. Let's talk about what this particular settlement is about.
What it has to do with is some of the improper practices in the servicing of mortgages and selling of mortgages in the mortgage industry. It's only with the five major banks, which is a reduction from the rumored settlement that was supposed to include MERS and their actual document mills. And that's a good thing, actually. Also, there's no criminal immunity in this, so it only actually limits what states can actually sue for. I'm not saying I support the settlement because, you know, in many ways, the devil's in the details. And until we actually figure out exactly what teeth are in the settlement and everything that's included, there's a lot of questions to be asked. But I do want to say there are some positive things, and this does not mean our fight's over.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
No, welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you, 22 minutes after the hour. Jeff, I gotta tell you, at some level, you know you've made it when you are being stalked online and people lie about who you are. So that's one of the reasons when you know you're being effective, that message is getting out there. I'm actually, it's very funny, and I'm enjoying it a great deal. I'm going to very quickly. Oh, I need to mention Ed Schultz, don't I? I'm going to be a guest on Ed Schultz radio show this afternoon at 2:30. So if those of you that, actually that will be 5:30 because they delay it here. So I'll be on at 5:30 this afternoon. If you want to listen, I will be a guest on Ed Schultz radio show this afternoon at 5:30, and looking forward to that.
A little BBPD, huh?
Huh?
Backed by popular demand.
That was good, man. Was that right off the top of your head like that?
Or yeah.
Really? I'm impressed. I'm impressed. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to be a guest tomorrow night on the Workers Independent News. And I need to let people know that we will not be having Wind News today because the place we go to download at the site was not working properly this morning. So it's all Jim Hightower today. But we did not drop Wind News. It just wasn't available to us when we went to download it. So I just want to make sure I mention that because I know some of you truly enjoy Workers Independent News, but that's why it won't be with us today. But I'll be a guest on Workers Independent News tomorrow. Now, I don't know that makes the the daily broadcast, but they also do a show in Wisconsin. So I believe that I'm going to be on the show in Wisconsin. But, you know, it could be more than that. So I don't know. But I'm looking forward to that as well. And then, of course, Joe DeSano is going to be here in about an hour, and he's bringing a crew from CNN with him, who is going to follow us around a little bit today. Joe and I have got, Joe's voted, or in the process of voting.
No, he voted. It's on, he put the pick on Twitter.
All right. So he's done it. Now, I will be voting right after the show today, and so CNN's going to follow me to the voting booth, and a friend of mine, and apparently we're going to sit down and talk to them about why we're doing what we're doing. I can't imagine, Jeff, it'll be a whole lot different than what we did in the first hour, which was pretty damned empowering. I was surprised how many people called and said they were voting for Santorum. I was really surprised by that. I thought that there'd be... all over the place. We only had one person that said, eh, not so much.
So the people who don't think you should do it will just send you emails. The people who think voting for Santorum is okay will call in.
Well, I got my fair share of emails yesterday. This is not a big deal. I don't know why. And again, I feel bad for the people that are seeing this as a really fundamentally difficult decision, because it shouldn't be, and I really do feel bad about that. It shouldn't be. It's just the Republicans decided to have a primary. The Democrats asked them not to in the state of Michigan because it was irrelevant. Now, you know, some, and I've had this email from a couple people that said, what about in these local races where there are a couple state reps? And again, I want to remind people, vote for Tim Grimmel today in Pontiac and Auburn Hills. If you're up in the Genesee County area, vote for Steve Losey. Anyway, people said, what about those issues? Jeff, that's simple. Where there's a local issue, you're going to have a local election. But that's not going to cost $10 million. To do it locally doesn't cost $10 million. To do it statewide does cost $10 million. Those votes would have happened anyway. So that doesn't affect the general taxpayer. This primary does. Those local issues do not. So the local municipality picks up the cost, and really there is, you know, that's up to the local municipality to deal with. So it wouldn't have been $10 million. So that's the reason that didn't, you know, that just doesn't fly for me. I don't know. I'm just... very much. I love Election Day, number one, and I'm just very much looking forward to voting today. I really am. And whoever you decide to vote for is fine. You know, and I want to, again, I want to remind you, Rick Santorum himself recorded a robocall asking Democrats to vote for him today. Jeff, what are we supposed to do with that information? Ignore it?
Well, that's a new low, though. It really is.
Well, that's according to Mitt.
Says Mitt Romney. It's a new low in this whole primary season.
But my point is, when Rick Santorum, okay, you got Republicans that are saying it's immoral to go out and cross over. Yet you have Rick Santorum, who is the conservative candidate, who is the moral candidate, who is the religious candidate, calling Democrats, asking them to vote for him. What do we do with that information? Ignore it? No. Crazy. So today's National Pancake Day. No segue there, but I want to get this in because I just think it's kind of cool. Today's National Pancake Day. What does that mean? Roll it, Jeff. Roll
the IHOP in Royal Oak, one of 10 IHOPs in Metro Detroit taking part in National Pancake Day Tuesday. For every short stack of buttermilk pancakes served between 7 a.m. and 10 at night, IHOP guests are invited to make a voluntary donation to Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Say thank you.
Amy Beck appreciates these donations. Her son Eddie visits Beaumont Children's Hospital every few weeks to treat his leukemia and is thankfully distracted with CMN's help.
Eddie's been able to take a lot of activities back to his room because if he's sick, he really can't be around other kids. So he's been able to bring the activities back, and there's always enough for the brothers.
And these are things that really matter to parents.
I wouldn't have made it through. I cry every time. It's just the support is excellent. If you need anybody to talk to, there's always somebody there.
Last year on National Pancake Day, IHOP served enough free pancakes to make a stack almost 16 miles high. This year's goal? To raise $2.7 million in donations. And we hope they meet it. In Royal Oak, Alicia Smith, 7 Action News.
Yeah, Good for you, Alicia. You know, it's a nice thing to do, to go out, especially for the cause that it is. That's why I wanted to get in. No, you're not going to get free pancakes. It's okay, folks. It's called a fundraiser. And trust me, my nephew, who passed away from leukemia, may he rest in peace. What the sweetest little guy he was. Jared was just such a sweetheart. All you ever need to do is go into a children's hospital. Anthony actually spent some time at Children's Hospital in Detroit when he was a little guy. It breaks your heart to see these little kids, many of them very, very sick, many of them feeling very much alone, wanting attention, feeling left out. And I'm telling you, it breaks your heart. Anthony, I don't know if you remember when you were there, but that little baby Louie, do you remember Louie?
Yep.
Wasn't he just the cutest little guy?
Oh, no.
No? Yeah, he was.
No, I'm sorry.
That was the funniest thing. You have no idea what just happened.
You're right, I don't.
I turned on my mic, and I didn't have my headphones on, so I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
So he yells out, oh, no.
I said, wasn't Louie just the cutest guy in the world?
Yes, he was.
Oh, no.
Jeff, this little guy, Louie, was an abandoned baby. What would happen is his mother would want to go off on a drug or a drunk binge, and she would just drop him off the third floor of Children's Hospital. She'd just drop him off. And, of course, they would take him without asking a question.
Okay, she'd drop him off at the front desk or something. It sounds like she would drop him off the third floor, like out a window or something.
Oh, no, she would drop him off there.
Okay, that's the first thing I thought. I mean, that's
you know, you're sick. Not everybody would have gone there. I just want you to know that. Let's take a break. Support National Pancake Day. We'll be back after this on 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We picked up a problem on Orchard Lake, just north of Walnut Lake Road. 3-car accident. Seeing some slow going 75 south near Spring Wells. We've got a disabled vehicle in the left lane. That earlier problem, 94 west near Maross. That accident moved off to the shoulder, but traffic is able to make its way through there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service looks like partly sunny skies today. Our high near 39, but tonight, though, we're going to see maybe a snow-sleet mixture as we drop to 30 degrees tomorrow. A little bit of that in the morning, and then a high near 47. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW.
Karl Rove, the supreme sleazemeister of negative political advertising, complained about a recent television ad. I was frankly offended by it. Wow, that's like a skunk saying some other critter stinks. What could possibly make an ad so offensive that Carl would gag? Hope, that's what. The sweet flower of optimism nauseates Carl. The ad was Chrysler's Super Bowl spot. Aired during halftime of the game, it featured Clint Eastwood in a darkened factory saying, "It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting," he said, "but revival is coming from the American people's can-do spirit. Detroit's showing us it can be done." "Our country can't be knocked out with one punch," Eastwood declared. "We get right back up again. Yeah, it's halftime, America, and our second half is about to begin." Rove hated Chrysler's upbeat message and went on Fox TV to lambast the 2008 bailout of America's auto industry, even though it was a success. Unable to stop himself from publicly stomping on one of the few flowers to bloom in our shattered economy, the sour and surly Carl even suggested the ad was a political favor from the industry to President Obama for providing rescue funds.
I hate to interrupt Rove's nasty tantrum with a dose of reality, but the auto bailout was initiated not by Obama, but by George W. Bush, for whom Rove worked. And, in an embarrassing happenstance, on the very day that Carl was fulminating on Fox, Bush himself was expressing pride in helping save the industry, pointedly saying, "I'd do it again." This is Jim Hightower saying, Rove is the one with a crass partisan agenda. He's now amassing a $100 million war chest to carpet bomb Obama with negative TV ads. So he's offended by any positive message about America's future. Rove is the sickness in today's politics.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. What will you be doing today? Are you voting in the primary? Are you going to vote Democrat? Are you going to vote Republican? Are you going to vote Mitt Romney, Santorum, Newt Gingrich, blah, 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 blah? Again, I'm going to walk you through very briefly why I'm doing what I'm doing. I got a lot of email yesterday. Some people disagree. Some people agree. It doesn't matter. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm trying to educate you what I think you might want to consider doing. With that said, got a chuckle out of Chris Savage just tweeted from eclectablog.com. Don't forget my ID today. That is, of course, out of a conversation we had on yesterday, that every time I go to vote, even though I don't need my ID, they ask me for my ID. So chances are I'm just going to have it ready and just, like, winging at them when I get there. Now I'll be respectful because they're retired people, they're senior citizens, they're lovely people. That's not the problem. The problem is they are misinformed, and it has nothing to do with their age. It has to do with who's telling them how to do their job. They're telling them improperly, and listen, I don't want to get into a fight, especially if there's a line of people, then you kind of back things up, and I don't want to do that, and it's no big deal. But, folks, you do not have to have your ID to vote in the state of Michigan, at least not yet. At least not yet. All right, very quickly, and again, I'll invite you to join us, 888-552-3595. We talked about this a great deal in the first hour of the show today. I had quite a few calls in the first hour of the show today. A lot of people agree with me and are going to be voting for Rick Santorum. The reason I'm voting for Rick Santorum is about threefold. Number one, the Republicans invited the Democrats into the process, so I'm going to participate. That's number one. Number two, there's a political strategy behind this, and that is delegates. The more delegates that Rick Santorum gets, the less that Mitt Romney gets, and all that really does is slow the process down, and let's vet these guys as much as we can, right? What is the one thing that we've learned about Mitt Romney over the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks? Well, it doesn't matter. We don't have to enumerate it, but I will say this. A lot more than we knew about him before the last 6 or 7 weeks. The point there is, as the process has slowed down, we've kind of had this opportunity to extract information we wouldn't normally have had. And it's the way the process works. If you don't like that, tough, it's just the way it works. And a lot of Republicans don't like it because it's making their guy look like an ass. And I get that. I totally get that. I know why you're uncomfortable with it. But it's not an issue of morality. And that's not what it is, because a lot of people think that this is a moral issue. It would be a moral issue if we weren't invited to participate, but we were invited to participate. And I hope those of you that are listening, that especially that are struggling with a Democrat voting as a Republican, I would hope that that helps you get over that a little bit. Listen, it would make no sense for me to go vote for Barack Obama, even though he's on the ballot, because it won't count. Now, listen, I'm all for voting. I'm all for democracy, but I'd like my vote to count for something. That's all I'm saying, is I want it to count for something. So if I'm going to go and vote, I'm going to use a little political strategy, and I'm going to vote for a guy not that can mess things up. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to mess anything up. Okay? That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to exercise, again, my brand of democracy, my brand, not yours, not forcing anybody to do anything that I'm doing. This is what I am telling you, is that I believe that if we can slow this process down, we can better vet Mitt Romney, and we can decide as a country whether or not he's the right guy. Now, you're saying, party you're saying anyway, yeah, but you're a Democrat. You're not going to vote for him anyway. You're right. I'm not. I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney in the general election. I would never vote for Mitt Romney in a general election because I know Mitt Romney because he's been running for the presidency for 5 years. Here's the difference. I pay attention to this stuff, and this is not a knock on any one of you. The majority of you don't. Why would you? Right? Why? And I don't blame you. I live in the world of politics, so I watch and I read 24/7, 365, election year or not election year. It's just what I do. It's part of what I do. Part of what I do for a living, even when I wasn't doing radio some years back. It's part of what I do. So I follow this stuff. So I know what Mitt Romney's been doing. I've never been comfortable with the guy for a variety of reasons. And if you want to know, send me an email or call me and I'll tell you what they are. But I'm not going to do it now because I don't need to. So, again, we were invited into the process. I'm engaging in that process. From a political strategy point of view, this is about delegates for Santorum versus delegates for Romney. Listen, voting for Ron Paul or anybody else doesn't feed my strategy. Listen, Jeff, I don't know how many tweets and some emails, but how many tweets on voting for Buddy Romer? A lot. And that's fine. And Buddy Romer is a completely great guy, but it doesn't fit into my political strategy because there's a strategy involved. Okay, listen, the primary for a lot of people, even Republicans, are going to be voting for somebody based on a strategy for them. So why is it okay for Republicans to do that but not for Democrats? There's the hypocrisy. It's okay if my party does it, but not if your party does it. Well, don't have an open primary and invite Democrats. Listen, when I go there today, I have to say I need a Republican ballot. That will put me on a mailing list that will get me a whole lot of information ultimately that I'm not going to want. That doesn't mean I don't need to see it. Doesn't mean that I don't need to read it, because I do. So that's one way to get that information that I probably wouldn't get any other way. Okay. Anyway, let's go to some audio as we have time. NBC News kind of had an interesting take on Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney stumbling along the campaign trail. This is what they had to say.
Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum will be crossing the state of Michigan today, trying to nail down votes ahead of tomorrow's pivotal primary. And a senior advisor for the Romney campaign tells me this morning that they feel like they're on a really good track right now. Down in the polls just 2 weeks ago, now they are slightly ahead, according to most polls. Meanwhile, Santorum has been going after Romney, claiming that he is not conservative enough to deserve the Republican nomination, hoping voters will help him, in his words, turn this race on its ear.
Let's take the first step to a better future on Tuesday.
Down to the wire.
You can change this race right here in Michigan.
Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are mixing it up in Michigan. With his poll numbers slipping, Santorum is appealing to social conservatives, insisting that this John F. Kennedy speech to Protestant ministers.
I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute.
Makes him sick.
I don't believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute. To say that people of faith have no role in the public square, you bet that makes you throw up.
Santorum argues conservative principles are at risk, claiming college campuses are places of liberal indoctrination.
President Obama once said he wants everybody in America to go to college. What a snob. He wants to remake you in his image.
But on Sunday, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer endorsed Romney on Meet the Press.
I think that he would serve America the best of all the candidates.
Meanwhile, at the Daytona 500 that was delayed by rain Sunday, Romney played up his love of Michigan's proud auto industry.
This combines a couple of things I like best. Cars and sport.
But Romney raised eyebrows when he was asked if he follows the sport.
Not as closely as some of the most ardent fans, but I have some great friends that are NASCAR team owners.
That follows another recent comment that critics say made Romney seem out of touch with voters.
I drive a Mustang and a Chevy pickup truck. Ann drives a couple of Cadillacs, actually.
At the track, Romney was photographed sitting with rock superstar Lenny Kravitz, and scoping out the number 26 car sponsored by the Santorum campaign. To some, Daytona has become a metaphor for the tight race in Michigan, with Santorum hoping his car pulls off a win.
Just hang back there for as long as you can, let all the folks in front of you crash and burn, and then move up at the end and try to win the race.
And Matt, campaign sources tell NBC News that Rick Santorum will begin receiving Secret Service protection today. Mitt Romney already has Secret Service protection.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that whole Secret Service protection thing, Jeff, I know you were, you and I were talking about that briefly yesterday. Romney's had it for a little while now. And now Santorum will be getting it, and Newt Gingrich maybe felt left out, so he's asked for it. Ron Paul, of course, wants nothing to do with it, because for Ron Paul, that just means it's going to cost somebody money, and that somebody's the taxpayer.
Isn't that funny, the NASCAR strategy of Rick Santorum towards the end of that clip?
Sure, go ahead.
Because he says, basically, you wait for everyone in the party to crash and burn. Very basically admitting that nobody in this race, I mean, it's a ridiculous thing. Like every other person, even himself to a certain extent, if he was a front runner, would then crash and burn. I mean, it's an indictment on his entire party.
Well, well, of course it is. I mean, you know, this is embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for the average Republican. You know, the anger that we sometimes, you and I, see on Twitter and on Facebook, a little bit on Facebook and some of the emails that I share with you, from Republicans, that don't you think that some of that's based a little bit in embarrassment? I mean, it's got to be hard, Jeff, and I'm not being a smartass. It's got to be hard when, you know, that kind of harkens back to the Carter-Kennedy fiasco when Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter when he was running for re-election, because they had a brokered convention that year, the Democrats did. And it was kind of embarrassing because although Jimmy Carter was an awfully nice guy and a really great foreign policy president, he was a disaster on a domestic stand, on the domestic front. Teddy Kennedy really didn't think the thing out, and of course his past came to bite him in the ass. So he didn't do it. So all they, in essence, did was hand they handed not only the convention but the election to Ronald Reagan. I mean, that's exactly how that happened. So yeah, I know what, you know, I know a little bit about, I was in college at the time. I know a little bit about being embarrassed when you have when you belong to a political party and you don't really have a clear front runner that really is worth his medal in anything, right? I mean, it's difficult. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and do more of this, because I like doing what we're doing. We'll get to more audio on the other side. We just have a lot to do today. And, of course, in the next hour, Chris Mihalakis will be with us, Stephen Cook from the MEA, and little Joe DeSano will be with us. I do believe he's bringing a crew from CNN with him as well. So we'll look forward to that. Everybody stay where they're at. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Well, I mean, it really wouldn't be surprising if Donald Trump endorses Mitt Romney, because they both like firing people, and they both made millions doing it.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Triano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work. including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Jeff sent me a list of tweets in response to Rick Santorum's three victories last night. My favorite one is the very first one from Philip Klein. All these people are Republican strategists or tied to the Republican Party in some way. Philip Klein says, breaking, Ann Romney tells Heckler, my husband can't blanking throw the ball and catch it at the same time. I actually laughed out loud, Jeff, when I read that one.
Me too.
That was actually very funny.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit! Occupy Detroit!
They're chanting. We're standing right in the middle of this rally. And they're saying that they're tired of corporate greed. They've had it.
Absolutely. I'm part of the 99% that's fed up with the egregious behavior of the 1%. From now on, we occupy all streets.
The movement is resonating with cities across the country. It began as that Occupy Wall Street effort.
The movement to Occupy Wall Street coming to Detroit.
The world will not change unless the way we talk about it changes.
We can just get that message across. It'll hopefully start some change.
Dozens of UAW members showed up to support the protesters.
We're losing our homes. We're losing our jobs. Union workers are facing a terrible time at the bargaining table, and workers who don't have unions are even worse off.
Time for Occupy Detroit to Occupy First Shift.
And better than that, it's time for Shannon McEvely to Occupy First Shift, because she is the one and only favorite of this host, Tony Trupiano. And you know it's true, Shannon, and it will always be true.
Well, that's, as always, very, very good to hear, Tony, and happy Election Day.
Yes, happy primary day to you, Shannon, and it's an important day. We have been having an ongoing discussion, so let me just lay this out for you very quickly. We have been having, since 6 o'clock this morning, so for the last almost 2 hours, a discussion on strategically why it's important, since we were invited to participate in the Republican primary, because we were, why it's important to vote for Rick Santorum. Now, I'm going to give you the basis for my decision, and then I'll let you take it from there. Fair enough?
Sure.
Okay. The way I see this, because Rick Santorum is already doing so well, that we can swing a lot of delegates in Santorum's way, slowing down the process, giving us a better opportunity to vet Mitt Romney, who I still believe will be the nominee. But I think that if we can slow this process down a little bit, we get to know Mitt Romney a little better, and people can make a better decision. Does that sound fundamentally sound to you?
Yeah, it definitely does. I personally, although truly nothing makes me happier than the idea of a brokered Republican convention this summer, trust me. For me, voting for Rick Santorum, for all of those reasons, absolutely, but I'm going to be voting for Rick Santorum in the primary today. For me, it's more, I want to thank him. I think we owe a debt of gratitude to Rick Santorum. And when I say we, I mean not just Democrats, but specifically people who care about women's health and just women in general. Because what Rick Santorum has done, I think, over the last couple months, is bring to the forefront the Republicans' absolutely prehistoric view on women and women's rights, and has brought that to the forefront for so many people who maybe thought that they were a little bit more moderate, or maybe who liked the idea of being able to sweep that under the rug. You know, I'm an economic Republican. You know, so they don't even care about the social issues anymore, that kind of thing. So I think that we owe a great deal to Rick Santorum for publicizing the fact that the Republican Party as a whole does not respect women's health, and is a completely and utterly anti-woman party. So for that reason, among others, like I said, I would love a brokered Republican convention. For that reason, I am voting for Rick Santorum to say thank you.
Well, you know, interestingly, I spoke at a UAW rally Friday morning, Shannon, and I wore a We Are Watching, a pink We Are Watching button, which is a Planned Parenthood button, and it's about, you know, women just reminding candidates that women are watching. And somebody posted, and in fact, Planned Parenthood had taken a picture and posted it to their Facebook page and my Facebook page, and I was overwhelmed by the response I got from women thanking me for wearing that button. We ignore women in this society when it comes to politics, unfortunately, and as we have seen over the last few years, women are leaving politics in record numbers. And there was a period of time where we saw more and more women coming into politics. Now we're seeing them leaving again, and I think you and I discussed this at one point when Senator Gretchen Whitmer had written the op-ed in the Detroit Free Press calling out her colleagues at the state capitol, saying, you know, that they were basically male chauvinist pigs. It's true. Men hate women in politics, and it's just true.
Right. A lot of that is, unfortunately, very true in a lot of places. I worked in South Carolina. You think Michigan is bad, try the Deep South, being a woman in politics. So I can tell you firsthand that, unfortunately, we still have a long, long way to go. And I would say I did see that picture of you with the Planned Parenthood pin, and I was very, very excited, and I was very, very proud. But I think what you're going to see, and I think, like I said, that we the reason that we owe Rick Santorum is that this spring you're going to see a lot of activity from women's groups. You're going to see a lot of energizing of women around these issues. I know I've talked about Occupy Detroit is planning some marches, some events for this spring. Now is organizing a series of events this spring, and I think that this has been the catalyst for what we're going to see this year. Women standing up and saying, you know what, this isn't right. We're not going to take this anymore. We're 51% of the population. We deserve to be heard, and you're really going to see that start to make a difference in public policy, I hope.
Well, yeah, because it's not just about being heard. It's about being honored. Ultimately, it's about being honored. I you know, if we're going to do this, if we're going to talk about representation, Shannon, then 51% of the people that make decisions for women should be women. I mean, if we're going to play that game, let's play it fairly. Of course, that's not happening, and we only need to go back a week or two where the Republicans in the United States Congress convene a special session on women's health and don't invite one woman to that conversation. How offensive is that, Shannon?
Oh, yeah, that was just, I mean, and I'm really glad that they did that. I am actually very, very glad because it proved what so many of us have thought about how much the Republicans respect women. And it was actually a physical manifestation of that. And you know what? Congress is, in the U.S. House, I think it's 18% women. So I don't know why we're expecting, you know, that women are fairly represented in a body that, you know, only 18%. Are women representatives. But like I said, I'm actually really, really glad that that happened, that Rick Santorum is getting so much press, his views are getting so much press, and so people are not going to be able to ignore these, like, the complete and utter backwardness of the Republican Party's stance on just women in general.
We only have about a minute left. I have to tell you, as we talk about the Occupy movement, is the Occupy Detroit movement endorsing voting for Santorum today?
No.
No, okay.
The Occupy movement, at least in Detroit, is staying away from, I guess, most any kind of endorsements of candidates or even really issues besides certain in very rare cases we might get behind an issue like against the City of Detroit charter. So Occupy Detroit by no means is officially endorsing that.
All right. We gotta cut you off, sweetheart. We gotta go. But it was great to have you today. We'll hopefully talk to you again very soon. Happy primary day to you. We'll visit again. Well, I need-
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right, Shannon McGovley with Occupy Detroit. A quick break here. Chris Mihalakis in studio when we continue.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, it is getting busier along I-75 southbound. Drivers trying to get in toward the 696 interchange. How great is that, though, to have that construction pulled out of there? We do have some heavy traffic, though, 75 northbound near Dix Toledo, where we do have a new construction project that was set up yesterday for drivers in through downriver. Earlier problems, 94 west near Maras is pretty much cleared. Also, Orchard Lake near Walnut, still trying to clear that earlier problem.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service looks like partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. But tonight, though, we're going to see maybe a snow-sleet mixture as we drop to 30 degrees. Tomorrow, a little bit of that in the morning, and then a high near 47. Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 27 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A second student has died from yesterday's high school shooting in Ohio. Kids at the school say the teenage suspect was a victim of bullying himself, and now a Cleveland newspaper reports the suspect's father was arrested several times for violent crimes. Sociology professor Jesse Klein says parents, faculty, and students all have a role to play in preventing schools from being havens for bullies.
We need to create environments where students do not tolerate anyone being hurt in their midst.
For the Republican presidential candidates, it's primary day in Arizona and Michigan. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live from Detroit, Michigan. He tells us bad boy rocker Kid Rock gave his blessing to Mitt Romney. Bob?
Well, Jim, Mitt Romney rallied last night in a restored theater in the suburban town of Royal Oak. It's a relatively affluent area not far from where he grew up.
And my commitment to getting America working again will be second to none. And for that reason, I'm going to win in Michigan and I'm going to win across the country.
There's also a special guest, Kid Rock, Detroit native, singing on behalf of Romney. Rick Santorum was in Lansing at a quieter town hall meeting. His campaign is making calls to Democrats, urging them to vote for him to send a message to Romney. In Arizona, Romney was well out in front of the latest polls, and that state is winner-take-all for 29 delegates. Jim?
The cruise ship Costa Allegra has lost power in the Indian Ocean. It's carrying more than 1,000 passengers and crew. Reportedly, there was a fire in the engine room. A French fishing ship is towing the ship to port now. The Allegra is the sister of the Costa Concordia, which wrecked off the coast of Italy last month. A Syrian activist says British photographer Paul Conroy, who was wounded in an attack in Syria that left two other journalists dead last week, has been smuggled out of the country and now is safe in Lebanon. Matt Kenseth won the Daytona 500, which ended about 1 o'clock this morning after a rainout on Sunday and a nearly two-hour delay caused by a fire on the track last night. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Fambruary.
Wait, what? Franuary?
That's not Franuary. No,
Fambruary.
That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. One word permitted. Open legal residence in the U.S., U.K., Canada. Sweet value. You know, and see 2912 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Staples knows in a small business, it's all you.
Dave, my laptop froze.
Call the IT department.
Dave, this little hourglass thinger won't stop spinning.
Call IT.
Dave, I think my computer has a virus.
Call IT.
We don't have an IT department.
Sure we do.
Staples, that was easy.
When it comes to technology for your home or office, Staples EasyTech can help with everything from buying and setting up new computers to PC tune-ups that will have your computer running like new. Come in now and get your PC tune-up free. Staples, that was easy. In-store only and 324. See store for details.
Global stock markets are responding to news Greece is now in default in a way some might not expect. They are higher, even after Standard & Poor's downgraded Greece's government debt to selective default. One reason is that S&P says in a statement that it will move Greece back out of default once the nation completes a debt exchange. Our stock futures are higher. S&P futures gaining 6, NASDAQ futures up 11, Dow futures up 45 points. U.S. debt is still popular with investors. Demand remains so high, some investors cannot buy it without waiting which is a bit of a surprise because interest rates are so low on U.S. debt, inflation now actually causes you to lose money. That's great news for the government because it means its deficits are smaller than expected. The New York Times reports the U.S. Treasury is now considering whether to issue debt with negative interest rates. Again, stock futures up, S&P futures tacking on 6 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Waterborne illnesses are the second highest cause of preventable childhood deaths, killing more than 4,100 children every day around the world. That's why UNICEF created the TAP Project. With $1, UNICEF can provide a child with access to clean, safe water for 40 days. During World Water Week, March 19th through 25th, when you take water, give water. Dine at any participating restaurant in your area and donate $1 or more for the tap water you usually enjoy for free. Go to tapproject.org to find a participating restaurant or to see how you can get involved.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He represents the tiny price you'll pay after saving 20% on everything you can fit in one OfficeMax shopping bag. It's a big deal, but our tiny rhino is charging the bag anyway. And he's out cold. Look for the OfficeMax shopping bag in Sunday's paper. Offer ends Saturday. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Neuroman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Neuroman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half Company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us. And if you are ready, then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now. First Shift.
With Tony Trupiano.
Yeah, definitely a strap-in kind of day. It is primary Tuesday here on First Shift and actually throughout the state of Michigan. We're not selfish. It's not just about us. Frankly, it's never just about us. Good morning to you. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, the 28th day of February 2012. My, oh my, what a beautiful day. It is going to be a beautiful day. Listen, we've been talking primary on and off at the bottom of the hour just for a little bit of a change of pace, and not that Steve Cook with the MEA won't have something to say about the primary, because I'm sure he will. We are going to be talking some education issues, so we'll look forward to that. Of course, Chris Mialakis is with us. We're going to get to him in just a moment. Joe DeSano is going to stop by briefly a little later on. But we've got a lot to get to as we work our way through this Tuesday program. I, of course, will be going to vote right after the show today. Let's introduce Chris so we can get this thing going.
First Shift honors our political and legislative director from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union.
I've been working in politics for years, and let me tell you what the Republicans think. The Republicans think the problem with our economy is that you, the listener, have it too good. They want to lower your wages. They want to weaken your collective bargaining rights if you're fortunate enough to have them. Here is Chris Mialakis.
And here he is indeed, Mr. President, actually official in what? 2 days.
2 days, that's
two
right.
Days. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Happy primary today. I understand you voted.
That's what the sticker
you
says.
You did vote, absolutely.
I feel really dirty, Tony. And the way it works, by the way, is you don't even have to tell the poll workers that you're Republican. You fill out a little card, and you sign your name, your address, and you just check which box, which primary you want to vote in today. And then they just hand you the appropriate ballot. And, you know.
So you don't have to say it out loud.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, so I checked the Republican box because I am a Republican today. I mean,
you're dressed like one too.
Yeah. And when Anthony answered or got me at the door, met me at the door, I said, Anthony, what did I ask you?
Anthony,
you asked me if I had my papers on me today.
Yeah, he looked like a foreigner. So.
Uh-oh.
Now, it's a good thing I became Republican after I showered this morning, because I might have asked myself for my papers.
Yes, which would have been much more appropriate.
Yeah. And then, you know, I peeked my head in Studio S back there and told Radford we're docking his pay because I need a bonus.
That's right. Well, that's what a good Republican will do. Absolutely. Take it from the little guy.
Absolutely. So, by the way, anyone who thinks that they're overpaid, like all Republicans think that you are, and think you should give your money to a good Republican like myself today, I'm accepting donations.
Okay, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah,
you're really playing it to the hilt, aren't you?
Yeah, I just I really need to take that long hot shower we talked about.
You know, it's kind of dirty. I gotta tell you, and I mean this in the way I'm gonna explain it. When I woke up this morning and I was thinking about what I wanted to do today, I thought about Roger Robinson and the responsibility he gave me when he decided to back the show. And I thought, as we work our way through the program today, and I think that I've been very responsible in the way I've been dialoguing about why we're doing what we're doing and the importance of democracy and engaging in that democracy and being responsible. And I've been kind of saying, would Roger be proud of me? And I'm not putting words in Roger's mouth because I don't even know that Roger's listening today. He's a very busy guy. He might even be out of town for all I know. But I think he'd be proud of me today. That's all I'm going to say.
I think so too.
No, that's all I'm going to say. Yeah, so that's the measure. Now, if I hear from Roger Mahon and he goes, well, son, since you brought it up, but, no, I mean, that's really been the way I did it. And what got me going in that direction, even crazier still, is I got the UFCW, which is my union, puts out a quarterly newsletter.
That's right.
And it's called Connection, and I got mine in the mail yesterday, so that kind of got me thinking UFCW. Then I read it last night before I went to bed, and so it really got me thinking UFCW and really got me thinking about Roger. And the nice. Rick Blocker's got a great article in here.
Yeah.
About activism. So anyway, that's what got me going in that direction.
In fact, we need to get Rick on the show here. As you know, he's not only the secretary treasurer of Local 876, but also the chairman of the 14th District Democratic organization.
Yes, I do know that.
I was thinking the middle of the month might be a good time to bring him.
Well,
here.
You know what? Should we go there now?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I have a major announcement to make, and I make it. Although I'm sure I'm going to take crap from some people, I don't care. I have made a very personal and deliberate decision to have gastric bypass surgery, and I'm hoping that I can lose at least 100 pounds, maybe even 120. In the pursuit of doing that, I do need to take some time off the show. So on March 14th, Chris Mihalakis will be the permanent guest host. God bless you and good luck with that. He will be sitting in for me probably for, if we put it into consecutive days, 10. If we're talking about on-air days, 7, maybe 8. But if I can get back sooner, of course, I will. I'm really not sure how long I'm going to be off the air. But I'm kind of allowing for more as opposed to less. Sure. That way I've got it covered. So I want to thank you for doing this so I can get a way to do it. This is an elective procedure. It is not life-threatening. This is not something I have to do. It's something I want to do. And so I want to thank you as my friend for doing that. I do appreciate that. But I wanted to let the audience know I can't just walk away, have you be here, and say, hey, Tony's just not feeling well for 10 or 12 days. That wouldn't make any sense. So I just want to let people know, and I know people are going to have their opinions about gastric bypass. Yes, I'm heavy, so do all your fat jokes. I don't care, dudes. I could care less. Nobody makes more fun of me than I do, especially you haters out there. Go ahead and get it out of your system, because it's about getting healthy, and that's why I'm doing this. I'm doing it to get healthy. You've lost over 40 pounds. You look great. You're doing it. I can't seem to get past a certain threshold, sure, which is why I decided to do the surgery.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, Tony, we're all with you. Our prayers will be with you, and I'm sure we'll get a flood of emails from listeners and supporters, and you know, I'm just happy to help out. And the thing is, we need you on the air for a long, long time.
Well,
so
I appreciate that.
So it's good to put your health first.
Yes, and I am. And part of the reason that I made this decision is that my life is getting a little more complicated in the best possible way. As an example, this Saturday, I am speaking at the U.S. Steelworkers Regional Conference in Kalamazoo.
I saw Art Kroll last night, and he mentioned that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And then the following Saturday, because of you, actually, will be speaking at a training, and I mean that in a good way, at a training for the UAW on media presence.
It's the United Way.
United Way. Oh, it's for United Way. Okay.
So it's for not just UAW, but a lot of different unions will
okay,
be there.
Great. But it just happens to be at the UAW out in Lake Orion. That's
right.
Where they're having it.
Right.
So I'm doing more public speaking. I would like a little more energy. There's no question that when you weigh over 300 pounds, which I do, that's gonna slow you down a little bit. So if I can get that down to 180, 190, I'd be a pretty happy guy if I got down to that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm shooting for, but it's
let's go.
I'll settle for a little over 200.
Yeah, you look great. I mean, you already look great. So
I still got a long ways to go.
So again, I just wanted to make sure. I really just wanted to make sure Jeff just put in the communication window. It's hashtag act like a Republican today. but anyway, I just want to make sure people knew. So I'll be here another couple weeks, and then again, I'll be having surgery on the morning of the 14th, and hope to be sometime hopefully the following week. But if not, the week after that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did meet with the surgeon yesterday. He assured me that there is a small chance that they may have to do a little different procedure than they normally do. If they do, that just delays my recovery slightly, but I should be back on my feet. And he told me the key to it is to make sure that I get out and walk as much as I possibly can after surgery. He said, really push yourself. I mean, not make yourself sick, of course.
Right.
But he said, especially once you're out of the hospital, walk as much as you can handle, and that'll get you back on your feet quickly. So
there you go. And you got those nice trails right behind you.
I'll actually the side street's fine for now. Anthony and I were talking about this yesterday. They're building, and I was telling Jeff, they're building a new rec center. The Wayne County is not even a mile from my house on the other side of Warren, on Telegraph on Warren.
I'll give you my bit of advice. What's been helping me is, my father just shows up one day with a treadmill as a little, hint and a nudge, and free of charge. And so I've been running on that. But, there are times when I get home late and I don't want to run late because I'll be up forever, and I'll just walk for 45 minutes on the treadmill watching TV, get the Netflix going. And it's just an easy, nice way to relax before you go to bed at night, too.
I just want to say, and again, back to Roger, without Roger allowing you to help me out, which he did, and then, of course, you agreeing to do it, I wouldn't be able to do this.
And also the understanding of our executive board at the Metro AFL-CIO.
Yes, absolutely. But we promise that we'll get you out of here as quickly as we can every day, and trying to make this not that difficult. Anyway, it's just that's just something I feel like I need to do for my health. My family, of course, is behind me, and I feel very good about that. I think that there was a little apprehension, honestly, to begin with, especially for my youngest son, but he and I have kind of worked through that.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be different for us. I mean, hell, we're an Italian family. Well, what do? We eat, and we're still going to eat, just a whole lot less, that's all.
Well, and again, Tony, I mean, we're all behind you, and I'm sure the listeners feel the same way, and I'm hoping. While you're recovering, we get a whole bunch of emails and people call in. I hope they express their gratitude and hope for a speedy recovery. Oh. That being said, listeners, beware the Ides of March.
All right, a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the primary and why there is no moral deficiency for Democrats to vote, because there is none. We'll do that when we continue right here on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch. Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a problem on M59 westbound near I-75, an earlier rollover accident affecting traffic again. 59 west trying to get onto I-75 northbound. Heading north on 275 near 696, an accident moved off to the left shoulder. That's slowing down traffic heading northbound. And then Orchard Lake near Walnut Lake, still trying to clear that earlier problem. I'm Diane Cross. Traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny skies today. Our high near 39. Tonight, though, there is a chance we're going to see a rain, snow, sleet mix that'll go in the overnight hours into tomorrow. Look for some of that in the morning, and then we may see some sun later during the day. A high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know, feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020. Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Jeff, we're going to do a little mock phone call. You up for that?
Sure.
Actually, all you have to do is say, when I pretend like the phone's ringing and you're answering it, just say, hi, this is Senator Johnson's office. And Bert Johnson happens to be my state senator. So that's all I need for you to do, and I'll take it from there.
All right, I'll see if I got this line down.
Okay, ring, ring. Apparently not.
You don't answer after the first one. You have to let it go twice.
Ring, ring.
Hi, Senator Johnson's office.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Why are you laughing? Are you going to call laughing?
No, I'm not. Okay.
All right.
All right. So we're ready.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very goodly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
Ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
All right,
Tony Trupiano.
Yeah, we are all about that Tony Trupiano guy. We don't have a lot of time today for a good reason. We have Steve Cook on, who is a good friend of yours, by the way.
That's right.
Anyway, before we go any further, I want to talk about this quote-unquote, it's morally wrong for Democrats to vote in a Republican primary. I'm just going to say it, and then I'm going to give it
sure.
to you. Were we or were we not invited to participate as Democrats to participate in this primary?
Without a doubt. It was... Senator Whitmer mentioned something to that effect on the floor, and Republican senator, his name escapes me at the moment, you know, basically said if Democrats want to vote in our primary, they can vote in our primary, because who's paying for this primary, Tony?
The taxpayers are.
The taxpayers are. So when Mark Brewer asked the Republican Party, let's not charge the state $10 million or however much it costs to run a statewide election, let's let local municipalities and state government keep that money, and let's pay for these elections ourselves through our own private caucuses, where the Republicans had the opportunity. Mark Brewer said it yesterday. Republicans had the opportunity to, you know, weed people out and pick and choose who they wanted to vote. They said, no, we want taxpayers to pay for this. So you paid for this primary, listener. And since you paid for it, it's your right to vote in it. And, you know, I'm not even saying you got to vote Republican. I mean, if you're really uncomfortable with that, at the very least, you never know what sorts of millages or other things could pop up on the ballot today. You can go and vote a Democratic ticket. You can vote Barack Obama. It's not going to count for anything, but, you know, at the very least, get in the habit of every single election day showing up to the polls. And, you know, and also, if not, for the cool little sticker.
As a, you know what? It's funny because in my precinct, they never have any.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I thought that was like kind of standard issue. You need to move down to the south end of Dearborn Heights.
Again, with all due respect to the wonderful people that work the polls where I vote, I don't think they get very good direction because they're all retired. They're all quite old, and I just don't think they're given very good direction. Huh. So they're only, you know, because again, they force me to show them my license every time, which is, of course, not mandatory.
They always ask for mine, but I just figure I don't want the hassle this early in the morning. Plus, you know, today I was a Republican, so I happily showed my license.
There
you go. As a matter of fact, I was ready to bring in some bills to prove that I lived at the residence that I claimed to live in. And, by the way, I was voter number one in my precinct. And
oh, really? You
station.
Were first in line today?
Well, there wasn't much of a line, but,
well, if you were there right at 7, I wouldn't expect that there would be. I know that, I'll go right after the show, and I'll be surprised if it's over 20. Yeah. I really will be. Although I go back to the last time I voted, which was whatever it was for, it was, 6 o'clock at night, and I was number 43.
Wow.
6 o'clock at night. I felt so bad for the poll workers, Chris.
Yeah. I remember I went after work once, and it was just a county millage. That was the only thing on the ballot. But it's election day. You vote on election day. And I was 14.
Okay. That says that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's for a minute, and I didn't ask you who you voted for. That's none of my business unless you want to volunteer that. That's up to you. But here's the deal. I've been talking strategy all morning, political strategy, and I think it's important that people always have a strategy when they vote, mm-hmm. Whether that's, you know, Democrat. Now, there's going to be a caucus on May 5th, and
right.
My strategy there is to vote for Barack Obama,
right.
But he's the only guy on the ticket.
Well, and the other thing to remember, too, in the May 5th caucus is you got to vote for your precinct delegates.
Right.
And a lot of times, that's an important process. Obviously, in this convention, it's not going to be the same as the last convention where, you know, we didn't know if Hillary was going to mount a floor fight and if they were going to try to go for a brokered convention and this and that. Now, granted, Hillary did an amazing thing by asking for unanimous consent and led the movement on the convention floor. I was there to ask for unanimous consent to endorse Barack Obama or to nominate Barack Obama, and it was a pretty awesome awesome moment, and but there was that fear, and so those elections were very important, and sometimes they are. You know, something could happen between now and the convention where, heaven forbid, you know, you have to nominate a president or a vice president or something, and so those elections are important, especially if you're active in the party.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. You know, and I was saying earlier, although you weren't even here back when we had the brokered convention between Jimmy Carter and Ted Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing because I'll be the first to admit it. I was a freshman in college. I romanticized the Kennedys, as a lot of people mm-hmm. did. Even Ted Kennedy, who certainly had his fair share of checkered
sure.
past. No question, there was a lot of reasons not to vote for that guy. I get it. With all that said, there was that, in my mind, that romanticized idea of, oh my God, a Kennedy in the White House again.
Right.
I wasn't in love with Jimmy Carter, but I was a Democrat, and I was part of the Young Democrats and was really mm-hmm. active with them. To watch that fight was really kind of embarrassing, and I remember saying, and it was at that little party they had at the local Oddfellows mm-hmm. Convention, the Oddfellows Hall, I remember turning to somebody and saying, God, it's really hard when you don't have a candidate you can really believe in. Because Jimmy yeah. Carter was great on foreign policy, not great on domestic policy.
Right.
I mean, it was tough. So I understand what the Republicans are going through right now. I mean, I do. I really, it has to be bothersome.
And let me give you another reason to vote in this primary on the Republican side. what scares me about the Republican Party, it isn't that they could win or something, but the ideology has gone so far to the right. Now, think about what we were talking about earlier and what Hightower's been saying on the report today about George Bush saying he would do the auto bailouts all over again if he had to, which God bless him for saying that. You know, remember how conservative and how far to the right George Bush was. And if he were in the running today, he would be ostracized for being too moderate. You know, these Republicans are no longer conservatives or neoconservatives. They are reactionaries. They are right-wing extremists. And this extreme ideology has taken control of the party. Look at Newt Gingrich. He only got popular after he said racist things on national television. That's what prompted him to the head in the polls. Now he hasn't said anything racist in a few months, and his numbers are slipping. Santorum's views are so far out of scope and out of reality that, you know, he's surging to the polls. Then you got Mitt Romney, who, you know, talks about the four cars he owns and his NASCAR owner buddies and can't figure out why people think he's out of touch with the common American voter. I mean, these are not conservatives. These are extremists. Extremists have taken over the party, and with enough meddling and enough mucking up of the primary process, I hope and pray that Republican leadership, people who actually care about the party, people who care about democracy, you know, will sit down and have a conversation with themselves saying, look, we got to rethink what direction our party has gone these last few years. I have friends who I respect who are intelligent, rational, good people who are Republicans and are conservatives and tell me they hate the Tea Party. They don't like the direction the party is going. They're concerned about the future of the Republican Party because they're not for democracy. They're not even for republics. This is a movement to bring oligarchy and plutocracy to this country.
Well, let me just quickly say, as we're running out of time here, that all you have to do is watch the Sunday television shows, MSNBC, even Fox News, and you see the Republican pundits kind of looking at themselves, scratching their heads, going, "Yeah, we don't really know what's next, but yeah. we're gonna continue to work for whatever that is, but we don't know what that is." Again, I don't envy them.
Yeah. Let's encourage them to have that conversation.
They need to have that conversation because a better democracy, a stronger democracy for all of us, means a better democracy for all of
that's
us,
right.
Chris.
That's right.
All right, that's going to have to do it for us today. Steve Cook with the MEA. When we continue, I got to get to the break. We'll be back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some pretty bright sunshine out there, so anybody heading in an eastbound direction, you're going to have some of that slow going like I-96 that's heavy back toward Milford, or 96 the Jeffries trying to come in towards Southfield, heading in toward downtown. Same thing with 94. M-59 westbound, our rollover accident near I-75 still trying to clear. 275 north still pretty heavy trying to get up toward the 96-696 split.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, though, there is a chance we're going to see a rain, snow, sleet mix that'll go in the overnight hours into tomorrow. Look for some of that in the morning, and then we may see some sun later during the day, a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift,
Brandon Jessup, the CEO of Michigan Forward.
If this came easy, it wouldn't be worth it. And to fight a law that's as erroneous as this, that stinks the way this law does, the law that puts dictators over communities, someone's got to stand up to that. And we're glad Michigan Forward, ASPE Council 25, the Michigan Education Association, we're all glad to stand up and say, hey, we said something about this law, and we put it on the for justice to decide on which way this day goes.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Carl Rove, the supreme sleazemeister of negative political advertising, complained about a recent television ad. I was frankly offended by it. Wow, that's like a skunk saying some other critter stinks. What could possibly make an ad so offensive that Carl would gag? Hope, that's what. The sweet flower of optimism nauseates Carl. The ad was Chrysler's Super Bowl spot. Aired during halftime of the game, it featured Clint Eastwood in a darkened factory saying, "It's halftime in America, too. People are out of work and they're hurting," he said, "but revival is coming from the American people's can-do spirit. Detroit's showing us it can be done." "Our country can't be knocked out with one punch," Eastwood declared. "We get right back up again. Yeah, it's halftime, America, and our second half is about to begin." Rove hated Chrysler's upbeat message and went on Fox TV to lambast the 2008 bailout of America's auto industry, even though it was a success. Unable to stop himself from publicly stomping on one of the few flowers to bloom in our shattered economy, the sour and surly Carl even suggested the ad was a political favor from the industry to President Obama for providing rescue funds. I hate to interrupt Rove's nasty tantrum with a dose of reality, but the auto bailout was initiated not by Obama, but by George W. Bush, for whom Rove worked. And, in an embarrassing happenstance, on the very day that Carl was fulminating on Fox, Bush himself was expressing pride in helping save the industry, pointedly saying, "I'd do it again." This is Jim Hightower saying, "Rove is the one with a crass partisan agenda. He's now amassing a $100 million war chest to carpet bomb Obama with negative TV ads. So he's offended by any positive message about America's future. Rove is the sickness in today's politics."
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I've got to get to this quickly. I still have Chris Mialakis with me because I'd made a promise that I need to keep. No, this is important. A couple announcements that we need to make that we didn't get to before we get to Steve Cook, the president of the MEA. So go ahead, Chris.
Well, a couple quick events coming up. First, for all of our listeners in Lansing or anywhere near Lansing, AFSCME and Michigan Forward are hosting a rally tomorrow. I'm going to be there, so come say hi to me if you come. It's going to be at Central United Methodist Church at 215 North Capitol at 11:30. We're rallying there against the emergency manager law, and we're all turning in our petitions. After the rally at 1 o'clock, we're going to do our petition march and delivery. So there's going to be a little procession through the streets of Lansing where everyone's going to carry the boxes of petitions to the office of the Great Steel at the Secretary of State's office.
And I'm trying to come up for that, so I'm going to try to make that.
Nice, nice. Another thing, too, I want to let everybody know, the Communication Workers of America have a few locals here in Detroit. I had the honor yesterday of having lunch with Merlin Milton, and who's president of 4004. Also, Greg Wynn, who's
CWA.
CWA. Yeah, CWA 4004. Also, Greg Wynn, who's a good friend of mine, president of another CWA local. He's been busy in Chicago bargaining. And right now, the communication workers are involved in bargaining with AT&T. AT&T is a huge union employer. They have a lot of CWA members. So the communication workers are asking for some support. They're hosting an informational picket tomorrow. If you can wear some red, that would be appreciated. And we're going to do it right in front of the AT&T building in downtown Detroit. That's 444 Michigan Avenue, right there at Michigan and Cass, from 4 to 7. And it's not a protest. It's not a picket. You know, we're not on strike. It's just a show of solidarity. And we want AT&T to know that as members of the community, hey, we love you, but you got to take care of your workers, bargain in good faith. And let's get these workers a good contract.
Yeah, and we're not going to let what happened with Verizon happen with AT&T.
Exactly.
That strike still isn't settled. We actually covered that the show. It's a national strike, but unfortunately. Hey, listen, I want to turn my attention now to Steve Cook, who is president of the Michigan Education Association. I know he's a good friend of yours, so I thought,
right,
Chris, I'd give you a chance to say hello.
Sure.
Hey, Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Tony, it's great to be back.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I can't complain.
All right. Chris, all right, thank you so much for being with us. We'll visit with you again next week, and I'm going to turn my attention now to educational issues.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. Great. Steve, I do appreciate you being with us this morning on this primary Tuesday. First, I want to ask you to talk to the audience a little bit about the importance of voting today.
Well, I every time I approach these election dates, whether it's the general or the primaries, or I'm always amazed it's not 100%. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it is important, more important than it's ever been than now, to get out there and vote. I think everybody has an opinion, but you know what? It needs to be expressed at the polls. So you've got to get out there and you've got to make your voice heard. And that's where it's heard, is at the polls. Because afterwards, once these guys get into office, you can write all the letters you want. You can make all the phone calls you want. Believe me, I know. But unless you're out there and voting and having your voice heard in terms of who's going to win that election, that's what you've got to do. Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate that, Steve. The reason I had asked you here this morning, and I've been very honest with this audience, sometimes there's stuff that crosses my desk that I just don't understand. And a lot of sometimes the educational issues are a little more difficult because I don't live in that world. You do. So I appreciate you giving me some time this morning. I want to throw some of this legislation out and give you a chance to comment on it. There was an article in the Free Press last week, and the headline, Steve Cook, was Bills That Would Empower Parents. And that picked my interest immediately, because often when I read that, I think bills that would not empower parents. I think I'm right. But we'll decide that when we're done chatting. At this point, though, some of this legislation includes a Senate Bill 618, which would, quote-unquote, gradually lift the cap on the number of charter schools that can open. We're kind of familiar with that one. But Senate Bill 619 really got my attention. Lifts caps on the number of cyber charter schools. What's the difference, Steve?
Well, the difference is huge. Of course, your 618 dealt with the charter schools, and those are your traditional brick-and-mortar kinds of institutions. The difference there is who owns them and why they own them. The charter school mill folks, K-12 Incorporated, for example, it's a business for them. They're in it to make money. So that's the big difference there. Now, 618 has already passed. They didn't get everything they wanted. They wanted an immediate, unlimited number of charter schools. They didn't get it. The charter school piece doesn't become unlimited until 2014-15. So they have to gradually ramp their way up to that. 619 is a little different. That's unlimited cyber schools. And this is technology has brought us to the point where students can take their classes over the computer. Now, MEA is not opposed to the idea of cyber education. There are certain situations and instances where it works. If you have a highly motivated student, perhaps they're advanced, taking classes online seems to help that individual. Some students in alternative education do well in a cyber school environment. 619 takes all the caps off, all the rules off, and says anywhere from K through 12, go ahead, cyber education is good. The problem with it is, of course, the state already promised itself a year ago that they would undergo a two-year study to see whether or not cyber education, unlimited cyber education, was a good idea. Well, now you find the state saying, well, you know what, we're not going to wait for those results. We're going to go ahead and do it now. The problem with cyber schools is that it is not a when you uncap it and make it unlimited, there is absolutely not a shred of research that shows that it works. Nothing shows that it works. And if you go on www.mea.org, we've got a couple of studies there that you can look at. One out of Stanford University, for example, that basically says unlimited cyber education just doesn't work. Now, when the bill was working its way through the House, for example, the Democrats, and I think correctly so, tried to make it accountable. For example, the exams. When a student is sitting at home taking their exam over the computer, should they be allowed to Google the answers? Well, the Democrats on the committee said, well, you know, those exams should be proctored. There should be someone there monitoring how they're taking that exam. The Republicans said absolutely not. So, and you've got areas like Midland, for example, that have already gone out and bought a phys ed cyber school program. Now, I still don't understand what that's all about. But you can see how nonsensical this could be in a hurry. So we just think the legislature needs to set back, take a hard look at this, wait for the research to come in on their own report before unlimiting any kind of cap on the cyber.
Steve,
doesn't make any sense.
One quick question before we go to break. I had a guy call the show at 6 o'clock this morning and say that they homeschool and they take it very seriously, but he said there's no accountability. Where's the accountability in cyber schools?
Well, there isn't any right now. and you know, we already have heard reports of students wanting to take cyber school exams, students working with their parents, by the way, wanting to get into a cyber school and then asking a mentor or a tutor to come in, but actually paying that tutor to actually take the cyber school class online. You see, because if it's all online, you really don't know who's actually sitting behind that computer. And there have been instances, as I say in this one example, where as the school noticed that this individual had taken other cyber school classes, they went back and looked at his log-on times, and he was simultaneously logged on, supposedly taking the cyber school class, and he was also sitting in a traditional classroom. Now, you can't be in two places at one time. They've outlawed human cloning, so something is amiss there. But once again, it's more of a political decision now that they're not willing to look at this sort of thing. They're not willing to look at these kinds of problems. They just want to push ahead with the unlimited cyber schooling, and it's just not a good idea.
Is that purely an economic? We got about a minute before the break, just to give you a little. And we're going to keep you through the break, but just so you know, I mean, is there an obviously there's an economic impetus to this? There must be, and I know that there was a famous piece in the New York Times a few months back where there's a cyber school that where the administrator, quote unquote, was making $5 million a year. Steve Cook, $5 million a year. I mean, you know, that's documented. The fact, tell me how he earns that money.
Oh, good Lord, I couldn't begin to tell you how he earns the money, but I can just tell you this: there is money to be made, and that's really the big push behind this on the corporate side. Is there is so much education is now the new area for corporations to come in and make money. We're seeing them do it with the charter schools. Now they're doing it with the cyber schools. That's a large untapped area to a certain extent. We saw it happen a few years ago, and it's currently going on now with privatization. Groups are coming in. So the idea that a quality education is what we should be concerned about is really on the second tier of issues with this legislature. It's all about who can make the most money and where are my buddies at? Who's donated to campaigns? Who's pushing this on the other side? Now, they've drummed up some parents and students, and I can see if I were a student, I would love cyber schools. Because I tell you what, if I can Google the answers and I can just take it over the computer, good Lord, where do I sign up?
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll take the break. We'll come back and wrap it up with Steve Cook of the MEA right after this.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Whether you're a teacher or a small businesswoman or a nurse or a janitor, no woman's health should depend on who she is, or where she works, or how much money she makes. Every woman should be in control of the decisions that affect her own health. Period.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Michigan needs progressive public policy, not legislation that continues to cripple our communities. Hi, I'm Brandon Jessup, Chairman and CEO of Michigan Forward. Michigan Forward is a nonprofit organization leading the charge to repeal Public Act 4. We need your support in 2012 as we continue to fight for democracy and create policy initiatives that move our state ahead. Donate today at MichiganForward.org or call 313-965-2722.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to get ready to wrap things up in this hour. We do have Steve Cook, president of the Michigan Education Association, on with us. And before we get out of here, Joe DeSano is in studio with us, so we're going to talk with him a little bit. Again, it is primary election day. Hey, you know, Steve, going back to this idea that these bills would empower parents, I've got, an entire series of them. Most of them enrage me because they have nothing to do with empowering, not students, they have our parents, they don't empower students.
No, it's a shell game. Like I say, if we could get Republicans concerned for just a few minutes on quality and accountability in public education, we'd be much further ahead of the game. But right now, it's really all concerned with how much money can be made through the public schools. And it's very disappointing, and it's a hard thing to fight because, as you know, we have a Republican majority in the Senate, in the House, in the governor's office, Supreme Court, up and down the line. We were hoping, naively perhaps believed Snyder when he took office, that he was a data guy. He was all about the research. Well, it turns out it's just politics as usual, because the research and the data show that both with charter schools and cyber schools, they don't empower anybody. It's about the money.
Well, the one
so
thing
we're
that
very
we,
disappointed.
Yeah, the one thing we need to commit to doing, Steve, and I would hope that you could make the time for us is to visit A more often. You know, maybe even on a monthly basis. But let's really take some time to, you know, explore these issues, educate our families, because these aren't just listeners, Steve Cook. These are families. These are parents. These are students. They're people. They're impacted
Absolutely.
By the decisions this legislature makes. You always make so much sense when I've got you on the show, so I want to make sure that we continue this nice partnership we have. So let me thank you for your time today, and we'll have you on again very, very soon.
As often as you need me, Tony, I'm there for you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Steve Cook, again, president of the Michigan Education Association. Now we turn our attention, as we have just a scant few minutes left, to Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. What brings you by on this primary Tuesday, Mr. DeSano?
Mischief making.
Can I join?
You already will.
I am. I already.
You've already committed to my little plot.
I've got a cameraman next to me. Why do I have a cameraman next to me?
Well, because a crew from CNN with star reporter Dana Bashes is following us today as we go on our merry way voting and urging other Democrats to vote for Rick Santorum in the Michigan Republican primary.
Now, let me share with you, because I know you didn't have a chance to listen to the first hour of the show. You've had a kind of a busy morning, but in the sixth...
I already voted.
I
tweeted my ballot, by the way.
And I will... Yes, you did. Jeff told me that, actually, and I'll be voting right after the show today. The first hour of the show, we had really a lot of calls. I mean, a lot of calls. Everybody, with the exception of one person, voting for Santorum. The Democrats voting for Santorum. Yet yesterday, my email was filled with hate mail from Democrats saying, why are you doing this? Why is there so much confusion, you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion based on the fact that this is a very controversial idea, that Democrats can cross over and vote in a Republican Party. But you need to keep in mind that Republicans didn't want to pay for a caucus. So they shifted that cost over to taxpayers by forcing President Obama on the ballot over his campaign's objections. So basically, every taxpayer in the state is subsidizing the Republican primary.
Okay.
And I figure if I'm paying for it, I'm going to play.
Well, again, we just had Chris Mihalakis on, who is the president of the Metro AFL-CIO, and he basically said the same thing. We're paying for it. Now, I also reminded this audience, the Republicans have actually invited us into this primary.
Yes,
and
Two Republican state senators late last week invited us into the party, into the primary. They sat in the floor of the Michigan State Senate and asked Democrats to participate. And, I figure we take them up on the offer. The fact of the matter is we've got a situation here in Michigan where Romney claims to be from the state. He maintains these fictitious ties, but he set the bar for victory so high that he's not going to be able to meet him whether he wins Michigan or not.
You know,
he should be winning running away.
He was in Royal Oak last night, and he says, both Ann and I left here when we were 18, 19 years old. That's exactly what he said.
Right.
I'm quoting him directly.
Right.
Then we went off and made a living, and now we're coming back and we need your help.
Yeah, well, and here's another thing that I would tell voters who are upset with our plan. Mitt Romney himself in 1992 voted in the Massachusetts primary for Paul Tsongas. He voted in a Democratic Party. Mitt Romney did this himself. So don't criticize me. Criticize Mitt Romney, because he started it.
Well, you know, again, there's really nothing to criticize because we've been invited into their primary.
Correct.
I would feel very differently about this.
And we're paying for it.
We are
$10 million of taxpayers' money across the state is being spent.
When you go to vote in November, I think this is a simple question. Will you not have a strategy when you go to vote?
Well, the only strategy in November that we're interested in is reelecting President Obama.
But that will be your strategy.
Absolutely.
Do you have a strategy? Did you have a strategy today?
Strategy today is to saddle the Republican Party with a nominee who is unelectable in November. Now, I happen to believe that both Romney and Santorum are unelectable in November, but Santorum is, at this point, wildly unelectable. In fact, I would use the word radioactive.
Well, there's no question. But my point is they're both strategies.
Yes.
So there's no difference between what, no, it doesn't matter what the strategy
and,
is,
well,
it's a strategy.
But all the strategies are employed for one specific goal, and that is to reelect President Obama.
Thank you.
Get a U.S. House or State House that's in Democratic control, reelect Debbie Stabenow. Those are the goals. The strategies are just the tactics that we use to get to that goal. And you know what the ultimate goal is. I just outlined it. Democratic majority in the state of Michigan, reelect President Obama, reelect Debbie Stabenow.
Well, I will tell you that I had a listener this morning send me an email that she was going to go vote for Rick Santorum, that she was going to reward herself by putting her Stabenow for Senate sticker, bumper sticker on her car.
Right on.
That's the way she's going to reward herself. Again, with the exception of one call, and they were still going to be voting for a Republican, just not Santorum, every single person that touched this show today, every single person said they were voting for Santorum.
And one thing I can't underscore enough is the Republican establishment right now is in full-on three-alarm panic.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what we're doing, and the effect and the result and the consequences of what we're doing. They are running around with their hair on fire. They don't know how to stop this.
I got a robocall last night from Rick Santorum asking me to vote for him as a Democrat.
Correct.
They identified me as a Democrat.
They want your vote.
So why is it that he can make that call, but what I'm doing is immoral to Republicans?
Well, I can't answer that question because I don't think it is.
Okay.
You know, I think it's much more immoral for Republicans to toss kids out of on the streets and cash assistance and not extend unemployment benefits in a state that's hurting bad. That's immoral. What we're doing is just mischief.
Yeah, I like a little mischief. So therefore, I'm going to get rid of myself here. I'm going to go vote and then see if we can't find some people to get in trouble with us. How's that sound?
I think that's a great agenda.
Joe DeSano, thank you for Main Street Strategies. We'll, of course, have you back on Friday. It's great to see you. I want to thank everybody that we had on the show today. I am Tony Trupiano. Do not forget to vote today, especially if you care about your future. And that'll do it for us. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadway. Still seeing some delays. Part of that, anything heading eastbound because of the sunshine. At times, it's pretty tough to see, and everybody starts tapping their brakes, of course, because you're not sure what's in front of you, and that slows things down. It's been slow on northbound 275 from an earlier accident near 9 Mile, trying to clear from the left side. M59 West near I-75. That should be out of there shortly.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny skies today, our high near 39. Tonight, though, there is a chance we're going to see a rain, snow, sleet mix that'll go in the overnight hours into tomorrow. Look for some of that in the morning, and then we may see some sun later during the day, a high near 47. Right now, mostly cloudy and 27 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310.